Ed, it's a pleasure.
Thank you, Renata.
Okay.
Get ready. The revolution is about to start. The revolution starts now. The all-new studio album by singer-songwriter Steve Earle is available now. The New York Times says Steve Earle is one of rock and roll's most beloved rebels, a roguish singer and songwriter who loves Emma Goldman and hates John Ashcroft. The New York Daily News says Steve Earle makes politics as personal as love. You can order this CD and listen to some tracks from The Revolution Starts Now at Air America's website, www.airamericaradio.com. Don't miss the revolution. Order Steve Earle's new CD from Artemis Records today at www.airamericaradio.com. The Revolution Starts Now is also available at all Borders books and music stores.
The Revolution Starts Now.
You're listening to 1190 WLIB New York, the home of Air America Radio.
Air America Radio News, I'm Bill Crowley. Edwards wants to win the war on terror. John Edwards speaking out today to make sure the Republicans don't get all the attention. The Democratic vice presidential candidate listed George W. Bush's alleged failures in national security and military matters to a North Carolina crowd, gave reasons why a Kerry-Edwards administration would be better. Democrat Edwards also pounced on George Bush's comments on TV today that a victory in the war on terror might not be possible. Edwards says he and John Kerry think it's winnable, adding, "This is no time to declare defeat." President Bush practicing the speech he'll be delivering to the Republican convention Thursday when he accepts the GOP nomination for president. Bush commented on the opening of the convention while he was campaigning in New Hampshire. He says the convention will be a positive experience for Americans to see what Republicans believe. With chance of four more years, Republican delegates officially place the names of George W. Bush and Dick Cheney into nomination for a second term. The traditional roll call of the state delegations got underway. Plans call for that process to be spread out over the next couple of days and wrap up Wednesday night. New York City Mayor Mike Bloomberg welcomed delegates to the convention, saying New York City is back from the 9/11 attacks. And speaking tonight, former Mayor Rudy Giuliani and Arizona Senator John McCain. A U.S. soldier who's already been convicted in the Iraqi prison abuse scandal has testified against a fellow reservist, Private Jeremy Civet says. Private First Class Lindy England willingly took part in creating that human pyramid of naked Iraqi detainees. Civet says he saw England and another soldier, quote, stomping on the fingers and toes of a detainee. Then a sergeant ordered them to stop. Civet says after the sergeant left the Abu Ghraib prison, he watched the specialist Charles Grainer and other soldiers stack detainees naked with bags over their heads and then took pictures. England was photographed smiling and pointing at one detainee's genitals and posing behind the pyramid. Civet also says Lindy England was having a good time. Civet testified in a hearing at Fort Bragg, North Carolina, to determine whether England will be court-martialed. And a court-martial began today for a Washington State National Guard soldier accused of helping Al-Qaeda. Prosecutors say the charges against Ryan Anderson amount to attempted treason. Undercover agents secretly recorded him talking about weaknesses in the U.S. Army's main battle tank. Rebel Shiite cleric Muqtada al-Sadr has called on his followers across Iraq to end their fighting against U.S. and Iraqi forces, and aide says al-Sadr is considering joining the political process. Al-Sadr's militia fought against U.S. and Iraqi forces in the holy city of Najaf for nearly 3 weeks before a peace deal ended the crisis Friday, but the fighting has spread to other Shiite communities throughout Iraq and continues despite the agreement in Najaf. You're listening to Air America Radio News. I'm Joel Crowley.
Your oldest has just turned driving age. Time to add them to your policy. So you get in your car, drive down to your insurance company. Hunt for a space, double park, get a parking ticket, get in a fight with the meter maid, get thrown in jail, meet a guy named Wally. Wait a minute. This is just a bad dream. You've got Geico. You don't have to drive anywhere. You can do all that car insurance stuff online. Oh, that was a close one.
Geico's customer satisfaction stands at 97%. How would you rate your car insurance company? Geico. Online at geico.com.
Urgent news for people who have taken the acne drug Accutane. Accutane was promoted as a safe way to treat severe acne. 100% of Accutane users will experience adverse side effects if you or your child has experienced liver, kidney, or pancreatic damage, inflammatory bowel disease, diabetes, birth defects, musculoskeletal injuries, psychiatric or cardiovascular problems. Call the Accutane Litigation Group at 1-866-422-2843 to see if you may be entitled to compensation. 1-866-4-ACU-HELP. Now.
So by now you know that XM Satellite Radio has over 120 channels of 100% commercial-free music, plus news, sports, and talk this year. But do you know about the Delphi XM Rode 2, the smallest and lightest satellite radio ever? It even has a stock ticker that you can customize with up to 20 of your favorite stocks, and a built-in wireless audio adapter so you can easily listen to it through any car or home stereo. All for less than $130. XM Satellite Radio. Required $9.99 monthly subscription and hardware sold separately. Activation fee applies.
When allergies come with sinus pain, my Claritin just doesn't have it.
My Benadryl doesn't have it either.
Even my prescription allergy medicines don't have it.
Only Advil Allergy Sinus has it. It's the first and only allergy medicine with the pain-relieving power of Advil. So you get allergy relief plus advanced medicine for sinus pain. That's two-way relief.
Now I know what all the others are missing. Advil for my sinus pain.
Advil Allergy Sinus. Don't just stop allergies that hurt.
Former Hershey syrup users are telling us why they switched to Rich Chocolate Ovaltine.
I was looking for something more nutritious for the kids because they drink a lot of chocolate milk. I never really thought about Ovaltine until we went to my mother-in-law's house. Now, that's all we drink. I even got my mom to try Ovaltine. She was a die-hard Hershey syrup person, and so she had to drink Rich Chocolate Ovaltine. She loved the Ovaltine taste. Now she drinks it too.
Ovaltine. Try it for the nutrition. Keep buying it for the taste.
More Ovaltine, please!
Unfiltered. Coming up on the next Unfiltered. It's day two of the Republican National Convention, and we are live from Porter's Restaurant at the edge of sanity. The volcano of neocon lies has begun spewing. Luckily, we brought umbrellas. Plus, Chuck D's really rough guide to New York. It's lava, American style, on Unfiltered.
This Wednesday, Chuck D and Rachel Maddow on Air America Radio.
And now it's time for Michael McKean reads from the 2004 Texas GOP platform.
Marriage and divorce. No-fault divorce laws have caused untold hardships on American families by reducing their standard of living and by harming the emotional and physical well-being of children. It has contributed to an increase in government assistance of all kinds. We call upon the Texas legislature to rescind no-fault divorce laws.
This has been Michael McKean reads from the 2004 Texas GOP platform.
We are back, and I just want to remind people that our last guest, Renata Adler, her book or report that was bound and published, Irreparable Harm, the U.S. Supreme Court, and the Decision That Made George W. Bush President, is available on Melville House Publishing, 2004. Woo! Now, yep. Sam, the reason I was yelling at you is because Colin, our board op, does not produce the show. So that's why I was saying that Isaac and
Colin
Michael and
was,
Sam...
Colin was asking me, was having a problem with the engineering on this end.
Right, I know, and nobody was telling Colin anything, so he just wanted it to be clear that he doesn't produce this show, so you three need to get coordinated.
Okay.
So that our listeners, our new listeners and affiliates need to know that.
Okay, our new listeners and affiliates should also know that I am not in the studio. In fact, I am at the Madison Square Garden for the Republican National Convention, and I'm sitting here with Stu Levitan, who is going to be our lead-in, and I think actually we'll probably be delayed an hour in Madison. I'm not exactly sure. We haven't quite figured it out, right?
It's brand new news, and you talk about new affiliates and new listeners. The listeners in Madison, Wisconsin will be hearing Air America on the air next week. Our friends at Clear Channel have flipped one of their FM stations, a station which formerly had been an active rock down at the lower end of the Spectrum has now been flipped. It'll be Progressive Talk 92.1. We'll carry the full panoply of Air America national talkers, and I'll have the honor and privilege of being the local voice. I'll be going from being Michael Savage's lead-in, Sam, to being yours. Let's just say that life has just gotten a lot better.
I bet you things smell a lot better from where you're standing.
Also, Sam, don't forget that tonight our listeners need to know that we are going in the first hour of Mike Malloy's show.
Right, and tonight, oh, that's right. Right now we are preempting Mike Malloy because we are here in New York and dealing with this invasion, if you will, of sort of ambivalence. Is it strange? Stu, tell me, what is your perception? Does this seem like an energized crowd?
It seems like an orderly crowd. They've got name tags on their seats, which for a convention is against the natural order of things. They're an orderly crowd. It was interesting. All the music has been by homosexuals. I mean, we had a medley of Leonard Bernstein and Bob Fosse, which, you know, the crowd seemed to appreciate greatly, even though, you know, they don't appreciate the full panoply of what Leonard and Bob may have stood for.
Right. I mean, if they would like to strip homosexuals of the right that the Massachusetts courts have afforded them.
Actually, according to the platform, they go even further. Not only are they against gay marriage, they're against civil unions. They believe that all the legal ramifications of any sort of union should only be available to heterosexual.
Show here, this media row, there are no delegates that come through here. There's really not much going on. There's a lot of posters for the radio people. Unlike in Boston, it was just the radio people were there. But this seems like advertisements for their shows. I mean, that's sort of par for the course, isn't it?
But we did just see Alan Keyes go by.
And he is making sense.
poor Alan Keyes. Poor Alan
Keyes. He's looking for Larry Elder.
Yes, actually, I think we did see Larry Elder. Stu, have you ever had the opportunity to deal with Larry Elder?
No, I haven't, Sam. What's Larry Elder's gig?
Larry Elder is a faux libertarian and I guess a faux Republican. Janine went on his show and he came on and said he wanted to abolish all taxes. Apparently, I don't know who's supposed to get together and pay for the SEC.
We're going to chip in. It'll be the all-volunteer country.
It'll be like all-volunteer taxes.
Absolutely. It'll be, you know, because the taxes are the price you pay for living in a civilized society, and if they don't want us to have a civilized society, well, bingo, there you go.
And Larry Elder also likes to float the rumor that people who don't want to be on his show or whatever or have problems with him are afraid of him. He doesn't realize that he's just a creep.
Yes, I mean, he then used the story of Janine coming on a show or inviting him to our show to further his ratings because I think, frankly, the tide has turned, and as you know, it's a zero-sum game. Everybody can't get great ratings, and as Air America ratings go up, and we pick up more and more affiliates like the one in Madison. Oh, excuse me, you know what? I'm sorry, Stu. I'm getting word from our engineer here on the floor that we want to cut to a speech by a former general who I guess was a classmate of George Bush's. All right, I guess we'll go to the speech here live from Madison Square Garden. Thank you, Stu Levitan.
Sam, we'll see you next week.
George W. Bush was my brother before I even knew him. And I knew he would be my brother before he pledged Beta Kappa Epsilon, because legacies always get in. And certainly, even if he hadn't squeaked through in the third ballot, I knew his father would not let that stand. As good as George W. Bush was in a circle jerk, he was even better in desperate times. It did not take long for G.W. to show his mettle. I remember one night, it was late, we had convinced some Smith girls to hang out in New Haven past their curfew. Suddenly, I heard a terrifying noise. I knew what that sound was. The kegger had run dry. Someone moaned, "We're out of booze." Without thinking, George W. Bush wiped the vomit from his chin and yelled, "Send me." I said, "No, George, you're horribly drunk. You can't go." "No," he said, "send me." I said, "No, George, please, please, You're too drunk to drive. It's dangerous. I don't care, he said. I drive better when I'm drunk anyway. Send me. No, George, please, please, I said. We'll send someone else. You're typically way, way, way too drunk. Shut up, he said to me. I drive drunk all the time. Besides, my daddy will take care of anything, no matter what I do. I own everything. But, George, you got white stuff around your nose. I don't care, he said. Send me. That's the George Bush I knew then. And besides the fact that he stopped drinking and feels that God now tells him to slay the Arabs, that's the George Bush I know now.
Wow, that is almost as much excitement as when Angie Harmon and Jason Seahorn, is that his name?
That is as alive as I have seen the convention all night, Janine.
I know there were people that were on their feet, and they were some of them were repeating the phrase, send me.
Yes, I mean, it was impressive. I think what we heard from that speech from the unnamed general was George Bush's tenacity as a youth. At the time that John Kerry had signed up for the Vietnam War, George Bush showed incredible tenacity when it came to partying, to finding alcohol, to gallivanting, to spending his father's money, spending his grandfather's money earned by collaboration with the Nazis. I think it's an impressive, oppressive array of George Bush's accomplishments as a youth, which I think put him in good stead for his later years in deciding where to take this country.
I think, Sam, that sometimes the look on George Bush's face of confusion results from the fact that his family's bones, if you will, money was made by trading with the Nazis, and now George is confused by all of the orders he has to take from the neocon cabal.
Yeah,
do you think?
Yeah, no, I think that's true. And I think, you know, the Karl Rove walked by here earlier, and it was impressive. He's actually, you know, like that cartoon Pigpen?
He has what looks like manifest, like, puffs coming out of him, like maybe dirt puffs or...
There's a metaphorical dark cloud that is following him that he seems to control in some way. And I think what's really clear is we are now in what is known as Rove time. And I think we've been there for the past 16 months. Everything this president has done, everything he has done in terms of Iraq, everything he has done in terms of the economy, has been a calculation to appeal to the ultra-conservative base so that he can get reelected. I don't think there's any rudder other than a political rudder for this campaign. I mean, for this presidency.
Well, John McCain is on stage now. We have to go for yet another commercial break. Yes, it's true. Another commercial break. Mike Malloy's audience, hello to you. Sam Cedar and myself, Janine Garofalo, are going to be broadcasting for the first hour of Mike Malloy's show this week. Don't despair. Maybe you'll like us.
And when we come back, we will have General Claudia Kennedy. She's part of the Democratic Truth Squad. Air America Radio, Majority Report.
Live from New York, you're listening to the People's Coverage of the Republican National Convention with Janine Garofalo and Sam Cedar on the Majority Report, Air America Radio.
Smart weapons, dumb president.
Fool me once, shame on you. Fool me, we can't get fooled again.
Somewhere in Texas, a village is missing its idiot. If you agree with these statements, we've got the perfect store for you. SeeYaGeorge.com. SeeYaGeorge.com, the original Texas-based anti-Bush political store offering scandalous, stimulating sentiments about our country's commander-in-chief. Tons of outrageous political statements starting at 99 cents. T-shirts starting at $9.95. Magnets, buttons, and even a new W pinata at SeeYaGeorge.com. SeeYaGeorge.com is the heart and soul of all that is anti-Bush.
If this were a dictatorship, it'd be a heck of a lot easier, just so long as I'm the dictator.
TiaGeorge.com has been spotlighted on USA Today, The Randy Rhoads Show, Howard Stern, ABC, NBC, and believe it or not, Fox. Don't have a computer? Call for our full-color catalog at 866-332-9833. That's 866-332-9833. So let the folks at TiaGeorge.com help you show your political colors in an outrageous way. Just click or call TiaGeorge.com, where the left has never been so right.
These days, it seems like everyone knows someone who found their love on Match.com. Yep, all around you, neighbors, coworkers, friends are meeting with success using Match.com's exclusive total attraction matching system. Now it's your turn to be first in line for love. Take Match.com's one-of-a-kind personality test free and come and get the love meant just for you.
Honey, come on. Time to get up.
What?
People will be here soon.
All right. I'm going to take a shower. Who are you?
Hi. We're here for the open house. The sign says for sale by owner. That is you, right? Nice sink.
Thank you.
Not working with a Century 21 agent? Only Century 21 agents offer the Century 21 Service Pledge. Just one of the ways to help reduce the stress of selling real estate. Century21.com. Real estate for your world.
The Century 21 Pledge is offered by participating offices. Each office is independently owned and operated.
All right. Everybody knows that safety belts save lives. Blah, blah, blah. We've been hearing that for years. I'm just letting you know that your safety belt can save you a whole lot of hassle, too. Because from coast to coast, cops are cracking down. They've got this enforcement effort. Click it or ticket. Pretty simple. You buckle up or you get a ticket. Consider this a friendly warning, because guess what? Cops won't be giving warnings. Remember, click it or ticket.
Attention smokers, find out how to get two free cartons of your preferred brand of cigarettes. That's right, the makers of Smoke Free and 3 are so confident you will finally quit smoking that they'll buy your next two cartons for you if you don't quit. Never again will you have smoke-filled clothes, bad breath, or jeopardize the health of your loved ones. Just listen to these ex-smokers.
I've been smoking a carton of cigarettes per week as long as I can remember. The very first day I started the Smoke Free and 3 system, I quit.
This is Shelly, and my cravings have decreased. I'm calmer, less irritable, and I've been smoke-free for a month now.
This system really surprised me on how effectively and quickly it worked.
Smoke Free and 3 is strong against cravings mentally and physically, so you can stop for good. No stress, no jitters, no anxiety, and no more money wasted on cigarettes.
Call now for your trial of Smoke Free and 3 at 1-800-304-1766. Stop smoking in just days, guaranteed. 800-304-1766. If you don't stop, we'll send you $100 to buy your next two cartons. Call 1-800-304-1766. That's 1-800-304-1766.
I think today, in particular, women have a tremendous amount that they're carrying around, men and women.
Wendy Light for the Doctor's Night Guard Dental Protector.
I own a flower shop. I have a lot on my plate. I grind my teeth very, very, very badly. I clench, I grind. The Doctor's Night Guard took care of that. You know, we have the weight of the world on our shoulders. We don't need the weight of the world in our mouths.
Relieve the nightly grind with the Doctor's Night Guard in the oral care section.
You're listening to The Truth Behind the Lies of the Republican National Convention with Janine Garofalo and Sam Cedar on The Majority Report, Air America Radio.
We are back, and visiting us from the DNC, General Claudia Kennedy, the highest-ranking woman in the Army. She is the author of Generally Speaking, a memoir by the first woman promoted to three-star general in the United States Army, available on Warner Books. Claudia, General Claudia
Hello.
Kennedy, thank you.
It's great to be here.
Can I, do I, are you, what can I, what do I call you? I do.
Call me Claudia.
Claudia, thank you. It's a beautiful name.
General, I hope you don't mind if I refer to you as General.
Either way, I love the name. I like General Claudia. But anyway, now, I hate to bring up something as unseemly as this, but Lindy England was discussed quite a bit in the news today.
Yes.
She apparently took part in the Abu Ghraib torture and photographing of said torture and things of that nature. Do you think that there will be definitely some unfair scapegoating of some of the lower-ranked military personnel, especially if they are women?
It's not unfair if everyone gets the same kind of scrutiny. But it seems to me it's very unfair that Secretary of Defense Rumsfeld has escaped really very neatly any accountability. And yet he is the one who set the climate that, let all this happen.
In Rumsfeld's rules, which were reprinted in, I believe, either Harper's or Atlantic Monthly, these rules were for some memos that he had written when he, I believe, during the Ford administration. One of the main things he talked about was accountability and always be prepared to resign because you are of more value to your government that way.
Well, I think it would be of enormous value to our government if he would resign, but, he's not going to. He is so completely blind to his own failings that he just can't seem to understand his responsibility in this. If you had told me about Abu Ghraib, I would never have believed it except that there were pictures. And I think it just shows how far the Army has gone under the leadership of this administration. It's been such poor leadership.
General, right now, Senator McCain is speaking on the floor of the Republican National Convention, and we have a copy of his speech. And there's a couple of things I want to talk to you about, which he is saying in his speech at the floor today. One of the first things he does is he invokes Franklin Delano Roosevelt. And what is really most offensive to me about this is two sentences later, he talks about the awful events of September 11th. Now, the Bush administration spokespeople have said, you don't expect Franklin Delano Roosevelt not to mention Pearl Harbor at his convention back in 44. But in fact, in 1944, not only did he not mention Pearl Harbor in his acceptance speech of the nomination, he sent a letter because he was too busy fighting this war. Is this president using this war and what happened on 9/11 just for political gain?
Absolutely. I mean, I think it's ironic that anyone at the convention would mention FDR because he said we have nothing to fear but fear itself. And this president and his administration absolutely uses the element of fear at every juncture to distract us from their failures domestically and to distract us from their military failures.
General, I talked about this earlier, and I've mentioned it a number of times, that it seems that the Republican strategists have really taken it upon themselves to use the raw materials that exist among the population in our culture of historical amnesia, fear, ignorance, apathy, aggression, bloodlust, all of these things of our lesser nature, our unrestrained id, if you will, to corral support for this president who I feel is unelectable.
Yeah, he wasn't elected the first time, and he won't be elected this time. He's now facing someone who is a fabulous, courageous leader. John Kerry couldn't be a more wonderful candidate for the entire country. He's not just someone who's going to do great things for Democrats. He's going to really put America back on the right track.
How is he getting soldiers like John McCain and Colin Powell to shill for him? I'm not talking about John Kerry. I'm talking about President Bush.
Well, they owe him. It's a matter of they feel like their future rests with him, and if he's not elected, they can't continue in power. I can't believe that good people would really think that George Bush is a good choice. I mean, he's just, on so many levels, he's failed us. He's failed us as a man. He's failed us as a president.
General, we only have 2 minutes before we get to take the break, but one of the things that McCain said is a lot of allusions to this war without really naming whatever this war was. Mm-hmm. And he said that only the most deluded of us could doubt the necessity of this war. Do you have any idea what war he's talking about?
Well, it's hard to say, isn't it? I mean, I think he's trying very hard probably to appear to be supportive of Bush without violating his own sense of how disagreeable and unprincipled Bush actually is.
Well, General, with all due respect and all honor to your rank, I think that McCain has totally sold his integrity down the river.
And if I can interject, because right before we go, right now, Sam, on stage, in general, on stage, they are milking 9/11. They have a widow up there with tears in her eyes.
Yeah.
This is disgusting. Yeah. This is exactly what is at the heart and soul of this corrupt convention. They are using and abusing the memory of 3,000 people who died on 9/11, and they are invoking 9/11 to somehow corral votes out of a half-deluded 48% of the population. We have to take a break. We'll be right back with the Majority Report, Air America Radio.
Sometimes a wolf comes in sheep's clothing. This is coverage of the Republican National Convention with Janine Garofalo and Sam Cedar on the Majority Report, Air America Radio.
Who is it?
Special delivery.
Who?
Pizza Man.
Hey, you're not the Pizza Man. You're the cable guy again.
Price Patrol.
No, you're not. I can see your van. You're the cable company. I'm not going to let you raise my rates again. I'm calling American Satellite to get a DirecTV system.
Presidential candidate.
Are you going to offer me over 125 digital quality channels for as little as $39.99 a month, including my local channels?
Ice Cream Man.
Yeah, like that's going to work. If I call American Satellite right now, I can get a four-room DirecTV system, including professional installation free. Can you beat that?
Pizza Man.
You already tried that. Well, that's it. I'm calling to get my DirecTV system.
Call American Satellite. 1-800-264-0071. That's 1-800-264-0071. Ask how you can get Total Choice Premier free for 4 months, a $360 value. 1-800-264-0071. Call now.
At $4.99 a month for second and each additional receiver. Offer ends October 30th, 2004.
New customers only. Annual programming commitment required.
Get ready. The revolution is about to start. The revolution starts now. The all-new studio album by singer-songwriter Steve Earle is available now.
Yeah, the revolution starts now.
The New York Times says Steve Earle is one of rock and roll's most beloved rebels, a roguish singer and songwriter who loves Emma Goldman and hates John Ashcroft. The New York Daily News says Steve Earle makes politics as personal as love. You can order this CD and listen to some tracks from The Revolution Starts Now at Air America's website, www.airamericaradio.com. Don't miss the revolution. Order Steve Earle's new CD from Artemis Records today at www.airamericaradio.com. The Revolution Starts Now is also available at Barnes & Noble music locations.
The revolution starts now.
Have you been asking yourself, where's my official Air America Radio t-shirt, tote bag, travel mug, and baseball cap? Well, they're here. Just go to airamericaradio.com and click on our Get the Gear banner. It's that easy.
You'll need money and a credit card.
Check out our Air America Radio classic thong and dog shirt.
Note, these are two separate items. Do not put an Air America Radio thong on your dog. That would be wrong.
Get all your Air America gear at airamericaradio.com. Wear the air.
If you're in sales and aren't using WebEx, you could be losing money. Big money. With WebEx, the leader in web meetings, you get the interactivity of face-to-face meetings without the hassle and expense of flying or driving. And because WebEx meetings are so convenient, you'll make more sales presentations, which means bigger commissions for you. Go to WebEx.com for a 14-day free trial to see how powerful a WebEx sales meeting can be. Be where you need to be with WebEx meetings. Get started with a 14-day free trial. That's WebEx.com.
Hey, today's the day. Don't miss another moment to talk to your doctor about Cialis. Because Cialis is here. Find out today if a free sample of prescription Cialis Tadalafil is right for you. You can learn more about Cialis by visiting www.cialis.com or by calling 1-877-4-CIALIS. Cialis is here. Are you ready?
Listen to Air America Radio whenever and wherever you want. We're available 24/7 on the internet. Just hit our website, www.airamericaradio.com. All you need to do is complete a quick online registration. Once that's done, you're ready to take us live. Air America uses the Real One Player for our streaming. www.airamericaradio.com. Streaming now, live, 24/7. www.airamericaradio.com.
This is coverage of the Republican National debacle with Sam Cedar and Janine Garofalo on the Majority Report, Air America Radio.
We are back and we are talking to Lieutenant General Claudia Kennedy. She is the highest ranking woman in the Army, and she is the author of Generally Speaking, a memoir by the first woman promoted to three-star general in the United States Army, available on Warner Books. And right now, General, on C-SPAN Live is the September 11th, 2001 manipulation, which is the absolute center of this deception, and they are panning the audience and showing military personnel, and occasionally on the stage that they and not occasionally and on the stage are women who have lost loved ones to 9/11. Now, what I believe this is the Stockholm syndrome, where you are trying to curry favor with your oppressors. They are being manipulated. They don't know it. I know that their intentions are good, these women. This administration is largely responsible for the failures of 9/11, for ignoring the PDBs. Bush was on vacation. They did not make al-Qaeda a priority. They did not make terrorism a priority. And then you have military personnel in the audience with tears in their eyes. And this is an administration that used the military as fodder, this war as a first choice, not a last resort. How do you feel about that, or am I just losing my mind here?
No, you're on target. There are two points. One is that military people in uniform are not supposed to be used as a backdrop for political campaigns. You're not allowed to go on a military installation when you're campaigning, and Bush has repeatedly violated this. I don't know if it's a law or a regulation, but it has been in the past prohibited, but apparently this administration doesn't really have much respect for, you know, the law.
General, aren't military soldiers, aren't military personnel also not allowed to be delegates? I mean,
are
involved in
delegate,
partisan politics?
I know you're not allowed to do anything in uniform. Like, I wouldn't be on this radio show if I weren't retired. I've been retired 4 years. If I were still on active duty, I wouldn't say one word during the political season. In fact, you wouldn't know whether I was a Democrat or Republican if you were around me when I was in uniform. And that's the case with most people who behave appropriately. But these people who are out there in uniform, that's wrong. That's completely wrong. Now, they may be retirees or veterans who are, you know, in their costumes, but, you know, that you can't take that very seriously because people who are appropriate about these things don't wear their uniform to a political event.
General, what is it about September 11th and the myth of Bush's leadership abilities after September 11th that the right-wing Republican Party and Republicans in general and the 48% of the population that seem to be fairly pleased with Bush, they feed off this disaster.
Yeah.
They suck it dry. And right now as they pan around and they're showing the sad faces of the delegates who have some have taken their hats off, they are feeding off this day in a narcissistically bizarre way.
It's just like watching a soap opera because they're turning it into the most shallow, superficial interpretation of what went on, and it's really disrespectful to the dead, and it's disrespectful to the families and the people who love those people who died on that day.
And beyond that, then afterwards, the simpleton's delight kicked in. Why do they hate us? Why do the evildoers hate us? They hate our freedom. Now, come on. There are a million reasons why people do what they do, and Osama bin Laden had some very clear-cut foreign policy issues he wanted addressed. Now, he went about it the wrong way. I'm not an apologist for terrorist activity. But he wanted three or four very substantive things to change, not to mention foreign policy decisions in this country made by government going back about 50 or 60 years that have the Middle East upset. But how can we tolerate the simpleton's delight that comes out of George Bush's mouth? They awoke a sleeping giant, and then I'm going to tell you this bedtime story and put you back to bed.
Yeah.
The evildoers hate our freedom. Now, come on.
It's, nothing could be farther from the truth. the real truth about this is that this administration loves to use fear, and so they failed to take charge. They came into office on a promise by Bush during the Gore-Bush debates that he would handle foreign policy much more modestly and would not go overseas and do no nation building. And, you know, what does he do? The minute he gets into office, he has Colin Powell saying to the Middle East, "We're going to turn our backs on you. We will not be engaged with you. You have to work some things out and get to a certain point before we'll reengage." Well, that was just an open invitation to terrorism and to elements that have no interest in peace. And you can't have the country that's the most powerful on earth withdraw from these very sensitive negotiations and say we're just not going to take our time with you. There's a very interesting book I've started to read by somebody named Kurt Weeden. I don't know who he is, W-E-E-D-E-N. It's called How Women Can Beat Terrorism. And it's just absolutely fascinating. And so sometime you might take a look at that and use just the prologue. The first 17 pages of the book gives a summary of the entire book. Very, very interesting. But what it gets at is the very thing that you started to talk about when you mentioned bin Laden. The idea here is that, first of all, this is about ideas. It's not about, you know, military against military. And it's about the fact that we have real problems with population growth and with poverty. And what we need to be doing is dealing with the root causes of people's insecurity and deprivation. We shouldn't be focused entirely on weapons of mass destruction and missile defense. That's not going to solve anything. That's a very reactionary approach. We should be dealing with the basic underlying causes for these social problems.
So it's Kurt Weedham, W-E-E-D-A-M.
W-E-E-D-E-N.
D-E-N?
Uh-huh. Kurt, C-U-R-T, and it's called How Women Can Beat Terrorism.
I'll get that tomato.
It's fabulous. And just if you have no time for an entire book, just read the first 17 pages.
I could do that standing in Barnes & Noble.
There you are. You can read it for free. It's probably on the Internet already. It's a new book, apparently. What I'm looking at, someone sent this to me, and it says on the front, advanced reader copy. But it's perfectly wonderful. It's apparently he's written a lot of books like this, a number of them. So,
well, Isaac, we'll put that on our blog. Isaac, put that book on our blog, will you? Kurt Weeden, How Women Can Beat Terrorism.
How Women Can Beat Terrorism.
So that way we can spread this around. I trust your judgment emphatically. Now, I hate
why I like it so much, because the assumptions that they make about how the world is going to look in 20 and 30 years from now exactly match what we were saying in Army Intelligence 9 years ago. In mid-1990s, we worked on this question of what is the world going to look like and how do we see the threats against America, given that the Soviet Union isn't there. Well, not only did Army Intelligence developed this study, but the other intelligence agencies bought in, and it became an integral part of the national security policy apparatus. Fast forward, I start finding out about Population Action International, an organization that works on population growth. They have a similar study that came out in December 2003 that talks about all these reasons, all these connections between demographic trends and civil violence. And they even go so far as to predict the next 15 or 20 countries in which there are going to be significant civil conflict. See, well, and these are the things we need to be dealing with. But Bush doesn't want to deal with anything complicated. He just loves to jump into someone else's uniform, land on an aircraft carrier, and claim mission is accomplished.
Because that's the base. That's the type of voter that I need to appeal to. That is exactly what Bill Clinton said on The Daily Show. Republicans win when people stop thinking. Democrats win when people start thinking.
And that's why the Republicans don't care a thing about our education system, because it only works to their favor. We need a smart population, an informed one, not one that can be brainwashed, but one that can think for itself.
Well, they also want people to be forced to go into the armed services to pay for their education. They make it more difficult for kids to go to school and pay for their education, so the kids have to turn to the military service to help pay for their education and better themselves and learn things. And I think it's to the Republicans' advantage to underfund the public school system, to not have a society of critical thinkers, and then all the little symbolism and the gestures and the milking of national tragedies, which I honestly, I'm sorry to get so emphatic, General and
no,
Sam,
I think you're right, though, on this.
But this is disgusting, and it was all the prelude to bring out Giuliani.
Mm-hmm.
Janine, we actually have Al Franken is on the floor. That we can go and talk to him to see what he's what his feelings are.
Is that okay, General Kennedy?
Absolutely.
Okay, let's go to Al Franken.
Al, are you there?
Can hear me. Can you? Oh, boy.
We can hear you now.
Okay, I'm getting a bit of an echo, but I'll work through it. I am on the floor in the belly of the beast.
And Al,
there are a lot of Republicans around me.
Al, can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
What we saw on the TV, I wasn't hearing any sound, but it looked like a fairly shameless exploitation of September 11, 2001, so much so that they actually printed out the words on the screen.
Well, you know, it was okay. I didn't feel that terrible about it. That you have to sort of do something about it. In Boston, they did a film, which was, I thought, more tasteful. But, you know, I think that not mentioning the September 11th here would be kind of weird, too.
There's a difference between not mentioning it and exploiting. They are, I was watching it on C-SPAN, Al, and I find it to be disgusting how they milk the emotions out of people. I don't mean to sound like I'm going crazy here, but I found that to be terribly exploitive, what they just did.
The one of the most disturbing moments for me, and I have this horrible echo, so it's a little hard for me to speak, but that's okay, was when McCain referenced Michael Moore. Did you see that?
Yes, I did.
And he called him a disingenuous filmmaker. And I did feel a lot of hatred directed toward Michael. And I thought that was very odd for... And then a few minutes later, we're singing Amazing Grace here on the floor.
Exactly. Exactly.
Al, how many of them do you think actually saw the movie?
I doubt any of them, or many of them that also in the movie. Also, one of the weirdest things here, I've been to Republican conventions in 96 and in 2000. This feels different. Now, maybe it's because of my book or something, but I'm, like, getting really hostile kind of looks. And also, the security guys kind of shoving me a little bit. And not getting out of the way and not talking to me. There was one really nice guy who's a Presbyterian minister and now a financial advisor in West Virginia who I was going to do an interview with. And McCain started speaking. And he had actually listened to the show and was an open-minded guy. There's a lot of very nice people here, by the way. But they wouldn't let me get to him. And I was going to ask him his he's for abstinence only education. I was going to ask him his abstinence story. You know, we need in this country abstinence heroes for our kids to emulate. And I was going to ask him what his, you know, a funny story about how maybe somebody, a girl said he was gay or something because he wouldn't have sex with her, or some story where he overcame his lust with faith or something like that. Now, Giuliani is really getting this crowd going, so I'm going to have to see this later, what he's saying. McCain's speech basically was this.
All right,
McCain's speech is basically that we have a rendezvous with destiny, and that it was all sort of a justification for the war for Iraq. And that was too bad, because, as you know, the war in Iraq has not... Our position is the war in Iraq has not made us safer, and it's been bungled. And actually, McCain has said on a number of occasions that it's been bungled. Anyway, there was this sort of hate directed toward Michael Moore, and then at the end, he did this call for reason, and our friends at the Democratic Party, and blah, 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 and they kind of applauded that, too. It's very odd in here.
All right, Al, we actually have to go. We have to take a break.
Okay.
But thank you very much. We will
be in touch
with you tomorrow night.
Yeah, we'll be tomorrow night. I'm sorry I couldn't have done more tonight. But,
that's okay. But, we were living it up down here in the trade show alley.
Plus, Al, you've been there all day.
Yeah, I've been working hard, but I wish I could have been a more productive correspondent for you. You guys
are
great.
You've done
just fine.
Let's all
go out and have a coffee and talk.
You've done great, Al. Thank you.
Thank you, guys. Bye.
You're listening to the Majority Report on Air America Radio. We're going to have to say goodbye, General Kennedy. Thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you, General Kennedy.
Well, thank you. I appreciate all you're doing to keep America on the right track.
Thank you.
When we come back, we'll be talking to Mike Malloy, whose show is coming up right after this one. You're listening to the Majority Report, Air America Radio.
Ew, what smells? You must be listening to the Republican National Convention coverage with Janine Garofalo and Sam Cedar on the Majority Report, Air America Radio.
Hi, I'm Larry Maestrich. I'm a filmmaker and a citizen, not a politician. I believe passionately in the freedom of expression, an idea that is increasingly threatened by today's administration. Films play an important role in bringing social issues to the public. Yet fewer films receive distribution today, especially those expressing an alternative point of view. Seven conglomerates now control which films you get to see. Film Movement and Air America Radio are trying to change all that. Subscribe to Film Movement at airamericaradio.com and receive a new, first-run film to own on DVD each month. Award-winning films with strong social messages. Important films such as Falling Angels with Miranda Richardson about the American family in the 1960s, and The Party's Over about the state of democracy in America. These films are exclusively available through Film Movement. We thank you for your support in our mission to bring alternative voices in film to America. Please visit airamericaradio.com and help make a difference.
Guess what that sound is? Let me help you out. It's a jail cell door getting slammed shut after you've been booked for DUI. Don't think you'll get caught? Think again. Officers are cracking down from coast to coast this month. So listen up. If you drive impaired, you will pay. The choice is yours. Designate a sober driver or... drink and drive, you lose. This message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation.
As a pharmacist, I get lots of questions this time of year. It's the season for scrapes, itchy bug bites, and rashes. That's why I recommend Maximum Strength Gold Bond Cream and First Aid Spray for fast, soothing relief. Gold Bond Cream has two maximum strength medicines that are proven to relieve pain and itch really fast. And Gold Bond First Aid Spray, in an easy-to-use pump, helps stop pain and itch. Plus, it helps kill germs that can lead to infection. This summer, get Gold Bond and get fast, soothing relief you can trust.
Charles Schwab, founder and chairman of the Charles Schwab Corporation.
One of the key ingredients for our success at Schwab is making sure we always have great service in combination with low prices.
With trades as low as $9.95, Schwab's new Trades for Less has lowered the cost of online equity trades.
That's why you come to a firm like Schwab, to get a better opportunity to diversify, a better opportunity to get the best possible deal when it comes to investing. That's what everyone is looking for, and that's what Schwab provides.
Schwab offers online equity trades as low as $9.95, plus advice, industry-leading equity research, and unparalleled service. Call 1-800-7-SCHWAB or stop by your local branch today.
$9.95 rate requires enrollment in Schwab Trader CT or at least $1 million in household assets. Other trading discounts subject to eligibility requirements. Some benefits, including advice and certain equity research, available for a fee only through one or more Schwab Personal Choice or other fee-based services. New trading commissions effective 6/21/04. Charles Schwab & Co. Inc., member SIPC and NYSE.
Honey, come on. Time to get up.
What?
People will be here soon.
All right. I'm going to take a shower. Who are you?
Hi, we're here for the open house. The sign says for sale by owner.
That is you, right?
Nice sink.
Thank you.
Not working with the Century 21 agent? Only Century 21 agents offer the Century 21 Service Pledge. Just one of the ways to help reduce the stress of selling real estate. Century21.com. Real estate for your world.
The Century 21 Pledge is offered by participating offices. Each office is independently owned and operated.
All right. Everybody knows that safety belts save lives. Blah, blah, blah. We've been hearing that for years. I'm just letting you know that your safety belt can save you a whole lot of hassle, too. Because from coast to coast, cops are cracking down. They've got this enforcement effort. Click it or ticket. Pretty simple. You buckle up or you get a ticket. Consider this a friendly warning, because guess what? Cops won't be giving warnings. Remember, click it or ticket.
You're listening to Lipstick Being Applied to a Pig at the Republican National Convention with Sam Cedar and Janine Garofalo on the Majority Report. Air America Radio.
Okay, Sam Cedar, who is at the Garden, and Mike Malloy, who is with us, and we are about to go into the Mike Malloy Show. I have some news for both of you that is eminently predictable from our producer, Isaac Aronson. This just in.
Yeah.
Okay. Virginia Republican who co-sponsored federal marriage amendment resigns.
You know why.
Taped gay phone sex.
Right.
This is Representative Ed Schrock. He's a two-term Republican congressman from Virginia's 2nd District. And apparently he was... There were tapes circulating of his sex calls.
Not that there's anything wrong with that, right?
Absolutely not, unless you're trying to make gays second-class citizens at
Bingo.
The same time.
But Mike Malloy, isn't that it? Isn't that always the way? It's very Freudian. It's transference. It's projection. It's grappling with your own inner demons. The most right wing of the politicians have skeletons in their closet.
It always is. And I'll tell you, listening to you and Sam, as I have for the past hour or so, and watching with the sound down on MSNBC, I feel like I'm looking at a Leni Riefenstahl movie.
Yep.
This is incredible. The exploitation, I can't get over this, Janine. I can't handle this.
It's disgusting. I was watching on C-SPAN, as it's on in the office here, in the studio, rather, the exploitation of 9/11, the three women who have no idea they're shilling for an administration that is just as responsible for the death of their loved ones as anyone who ignores intelligence and ignores their responsibilities as a leader. And then you have the military personnel in the audience who are shilling for an administration that doesn't respect them. And then you have all the sycophantish victims of Stockholm Syndrome weeping and clinging to this tragedy because it's the only thing that makes their candidate viable.
It's astonishing. You know, I ask frequently on my program, how did we get to this point? And I like your use of Stockholm Syndrome. It's almost like we all have accepted the point of view of the oppressor, in this case, the Bush crime family and this administration. But I'm just astounded watching the expressions on people's faces tonight. With Giuliani talking now, as he is, I don't know what the hell he's talking about. He's in a reality I'm not familiar with.
It's a group of narcissists who lead unexamined lives. They just refuse to look at the world as it is. They want the world as is simply handed to them by people in the right wing of the party, the Taliban wing of the party.
Yeah.
Black is white, up is down, but whatever it is, it's simplistically spelled out for them. Evildoers hate our freedom. Republicans are better at security. Very patriotic. And, you know, Al was sounding like he was not having that great a time. Now, granted, he's been there all day. And I told Al, but, you know, that it wasn't going to be fun. I told Sam the same thing.
I got to say, you know what, and Janine, I have to say, I will say this. You know I am willing to admit when you're right, you're right. But, Mike, I'll tell you what is amazing, really surprising to me about this, and maybe you didn't hear me up front talking about this. There is such a depressive quality to what is going on here. I mean, I know I'm looking at the speeches on the TV now, and people are getting riled up for the speeches, and that's to be expected. But the energy at the Democratic convention during the course of the day, there was just a lot of movement. People were rushing around. People were excited to talk to other people. And there is such a feeling of people going through the motions here. It's bizarre.
Yeah, I noticed that not on a first-hand level as you guys are because you're there, but it does come through on CNN and C-SPAN and MSNBC. It comes through this I don't know. Like I said, I don't know what it is I'm watching, but to see applause for people who allowed 9/11 to occur on their watch, to see Giuliani standing up there. I don't know. I sometimes I feel like maybe the rest of the world has gotten real sane, and I'm crazy.
I think it's a case for Dr. Phil, Mike. This
go.
Is low self-esteem at its most manifest. You applaud for, as you said, the regime that allowed this to happen, the regime that continues to degrade your environment, dumb down your public school system, treat you like a chump. These people have been punked, and they love it.
I you know, Giuliani, I heard him make reference to the Taliban being defeated in Afghanistan. Oh, really?
Oh, really?
I don't think they know that.
Wow, somebody better tell the Afghanis.
And the Iraqi people are free. Yeah, they're free to get typhoid.
Disgusting.
And dysentery and bombs going off and destruction and death. But by God, Saddam Hussein is in jail.
You can only lie to people like that if you don't respect them.
Oh, man. Well, it's been very, I don't want to use the word entertaining. It's been very good listening to you and Sam. Normally, I'm just furiously getting the program together, but this last hour, listening to you guys do your program, this has really been good.
And thank you. I love your show, too. I actually listen to your show when I get home at night.
Bless your heart.
And I enjoy it a great deal.
All right. Well, I've got some last-minute things to do. Good luck, guys. I'll talk to you tomorrow.
Thanks. We've got to go to Grover Norquist's yacht party.
Yeah, exactly. Now, Janine, just to let everybody know, right now, you've got to come to our blog at majorityreportradio.com. Anatopia has been posting RNC protests info all day, all week, as the starting of yesterday. It's a great resource for you. We'll put up a clip to that speech, that amazing speech that we heard earlier from one of Bush's former buddies from college.
That was awesome, by the way. Where did you find that?
They were piping the feed into the with the gas. I think that they're piping into this clip. Now, tomorrow night, we're going to be at the Tank, and we will have David Cross to help us decipher the Arnold Schwarzenegger speech. Ariana Huffington, Phil Angelides from California. We'll be talking to Sarah Wildman, writer for The American Prospect, to talk about the candidates' wives. We'll be talking to Chris Bell, Democrat of Texas. And I have a feeling we'll be doing a little deconstructing of all the lies that come out of this place.
Sam, are you going to call Detective Edward Conlin?
And I'm going to talk to the detective to find out what's happening with my boy.
Just want to check in. Anyway, we want him to get your boy out of prison. We got to go. This is the Majority Report. We'll see you tomorrow night.
At 11:10 Central, Monday, September 6th, on Lifetime.
The smell.
Greasy. Revolting.
It is like a filthy, dirty pig.
Finally, a show that really stinks. Clean Is Your House, starring Britain's Duchesses of Clean, Kim and Aggie.
Oh, I'm going to be sick.
They'll take you inside the most terrifying homes on Earth for a transformation that is out of this world.
Smashing.
How Clean Is Your House, premiering at 11:10 Central, Monday, September 6th, only on Lifetime.
That's disgusting.
Former Hershey syrup users are telling us why they switched to Rich Chocolate Ovaltine.
I was looking for something more nutritious for the kids because they drink a lot of chocolate milk. I never really thought about Ovaltine until we went to my mother-in-law's house. Now, that's all we drink. I even got my mom to try Ovaltine. She was a die-hard Hershey syrup person, and so she had to drink Rich Chocolate Ovaltine. She loved the Ovaltine taste. Now she drinks it, too.
Ovaltine. Try it for the nutrition. Keep buying it for the taste.
More Ovaltine, please!
You're listening to 1190 WLIB New York, the home of Air America Radio.
Air America Radio News, I'm Bill Crowley. More protests. One day after the massive street protests in New York City, smaller groups of protesters today turned to health care, civil rights, and economics, areas where they say President George W. Bush and the Republicans inside Madison Square Garden have failed the country. Several thousand people from groups advocating better housing, AIDS funding, homeless services, and a medley of other causes gathered at Union Square in Manhattan and quickly filled up two blocks before beginning their march. In contrast with Sunday's huge demonstration, the mood a little lighter, the crowd perhaps a little more diverse. Another group, the Poor People's Economic Human Rights Campaign, massed a crowd of several thousand outside United Nations headquarters and negotiated with police to march to Madison Square Garden. Police proposed a route to a permitted protest area, and the demonstration leaders eventually accepted. Scattered protesters earlier took aim at Republican visitors. The demonstration Sunday, which filled the streets of Manhattan around Madison Square Garden for more than 6 hours, being called the largest convention-related protest in American history. The New York City Police Department said it had originally estimated Sunday's crowd at 120,000. Organizers said it was more than 500,000. And the New York Times reports that a source in the police department agrees with that half-million figure. Ralph Nader's bid to be listed as an independent candidate on Pennsylvania presidential ballot rejected today by a judicial panel, eliminating a political wild card that Democrats had feared might give President Bush an advantage in a major battleground state. The three-judge panel said he had forfeited his right to run as an independent by accepting the nomination of the National Reform Party. Pennsylvania law prohibits a person affiliated with a political party from running as an independent, and the Commonwealth demonstration today said that Nader's argument the ban applied only to Pennsylvania residents was dismissed. The ruling strikes a fresh blow against Nader's campaign for president, which has been swamped with challenges all around the country. It was cheered by supporters of John Kerry, who's seen as having the most to lose if Nader is on the ballot in a lot of states. A campaign spokesman for Nader said an appeal is likely. The National Reform Party endorsed Nader back in May, potentially giving him ballot access in at least seven states. Separately, officials in Missouri said today Nader will not be on the presidential ballot there either. And two high-ranking Defense Department officials have been briefed by FBI agents investigating a Pentagon analyst suspected of passing U.S. secrets about Iran to the Israelis. The recent briefings of Deputy Defense Secretary Paul Wolfowitz and Douglas Feith, Undersecretary for Policy, can indicate the year-long FBI probe is nearing a conclusion. No arrests, though, have been made, and no charges announced against the Defense Department official. You're listening to Air America Radio News. I'm Bill Crowley.
LendingTree.com presents How to Get Out from Under Debt. First, take an average guy.
Hello.
Then add some credit card debt, a car payment, and a student loan.
Ow.
To get out from under all this debt, get a debt consolidation loan from LendingTree.com, where banks compete and you choose the loan that's right for you. Call 1-800-555-TREE. That's 1-800-555-TREE. When banks compete, you win at LendingTree.com.
Equal housing opportunity. Some restrictions may apply. See website for details.
Get ready. The revolution is about to start. The revolution starts now. The all-new studio album by singer-songwriter Steve Earle is available now. The New York Times says Steve Earle is one of rock and roll's most beloved rebels, a roguish singer and songwriter who loves Emma Goldman and hates John Ashcroft. The New York Daily News says Steve Earle makes politics as personal as love. You can order this CD and listen to some tracks from The Revolution Starts Now at Air America's website, www.airamericaradio.com. Don't miss the revolution. Order Steve Earle's new CD from Artemis Records today at www.airamericaradio.com. The Revolution Starts Now is also available at all Borders books and music stores.
Revolution starts now.
So by now you know that XM Satellite Radio has over 120 channels of 100% commercial-free music, plus news, sports, and talk this year. But do you know about the Delphi XM Rode 2, the smallest and lightest satellite radio ever? It even has a stock ticker that you can customize with up to 20 of your favorite stocks, and a built-in wireless audio adapter so you can easily listen to it through any car or home stereo. All for less than $130. XM Satellite Radio. Required $9.99 monthly subscription and hardware sold separately. Activation fee applies.
When allergies come with sinus pain, my Claritin just doesn't have it.
My Benadryl doesn't have it either.
Even my prescription allergy medicines don't have it.
Only Advil Allergy Sinus has it. It's the first and only allergy medicine with the pain-relieving power of Advil. So you get allergy relief plus advanced medicine for sinus pain. That's two-way relief.
Now I know what all the others are missing. Advil for my sinus pain.
Advil Allergy Sinus. Don't just stop allergies that hurt.
Air America's Morning Sedition.
I'm Mark Maron on Tuesday's Morning Sedition. The dark coven of satanic ritual known as the Republican Convention is underway. With help from Ben Cohen of Ben & Jerry's, we'll tell you what the token moderate Republicans had to say. Michael Bloomberg, Rudy Giuliani, John McCain, you know, the lefty wing of the GOP. All that plus my liberal confessional live from the convention on Tuesday's Morning Sedition.
Well, good evening, Truth Seekers. Malloy here on Air America Radio. Thank you very much for joining us. If you have it on Air America through most of the day, and you should, you know that Janine and Sam went an hour over tonight into an hour of this program, which is cool, which is really cool.
We will probably be doing that for the rest of this week as the Air America crew that works in New York is right there where they have a front row seat to this this debacle that's I'm going to get to that in a second. It's just unbelievable. Unbelievable what's going on with this Republican convention. A little program note here. I will be off this Friday and the following Monday, Labor Day. Some of my never-ending oral surgery. So, no, it's not a vacation. Oh, trust me, unless you consider, conscious sedation being a vacation. I guess Bush does. Plus, Michael Bloomberg will be on Morning Sedition tomorrow morning, so, don't miss that, all right? So for the next 4 days, our schedules may be off a little bit, but just stay as close to Air America as you choose to get an unexpurgated version of the truth of what's going on in New York City. An awful lot happened this weekend for those of you who were there, those of us who read about it in the national press, or saw some incredible videos and photographs online. Some coverage through the networks, 500,000 people. Little bit hard to imagine that. 500,000 people saying that they have had enough of the Bush crime family, regardless of what's occurring in Madison Square Garden for the next, starting today and for the next 3 days. By the way, if you live in New York City or if you don't, there is an effort on right now, from dusk till dawn, all citizens who wish to end the Bush presidency, that's what it says here, can use light as a metaphor to gather informally all over the city with candles, flashlights, plastic ones, to silently express our sorrow over all the innocent deaths this war has caused, this Bush war. And the little press release here says, we can gather in groups or march in peaceful confrontation without violence. Not a word needs to be spoken. The entire world will understand the message. Those of us who live here in rooms with windows on the street can keep our lights on through the night. Imagine it's 2 or 3 in the morning and our city is ablaze with a silent, overwhelming rebuke. Yeah. Listening to Sam and Janine this last hour and watching on MSNBC and C-SPAN, this clown that's on right now, Giuliani, who is this guy? Who is this man with his references to Hitler? How can he stand there referencing Hitler when he represents a party? He does, even though he's the apostate branch of the Republican Party. You know, Giuliani is pro-choice where it concerns woman's right to have an abortion if she wants one. Giuliani is in favor of gay rights. Giuliani is probably, I would imagine, since he has a lot of gay friends, in favor of gay marriage. Giuliani is not the face of the Republican Party. He is a shill for the Republican Party, just like McCain is a shill for the Republican Party, which I don't understand. But Rudy was up there and he said, you're either with us or you're with the terrorists, and they applauded. These pasty white people in this assembly room applauded that statement. But the references to Hitler, you're on fairly thin ice there, Giuliani, when you talk about Hitler. I wonder, does Giuliani understand that the tactics being used by the Bush administration are mere images of the tactics used by the Nazis as they rose to power? The use of fear, the destruction of the economy, although the German economy was already destroyed, but primarily the use of fear, the never-ending war, the attacks against the fatherland. The Reichstag fire was the event that brought Hitler to power. I don't know. How can the Republicans put families of the 9/11 victims on stage? How can these people go on stage? They are family members of victims. They are family members of people who died on that horrible day because of the absolute failure of the Bush administration. What is it about that reality that doesn't compute for the American public. Had Bill Clinton been the president on September 11, 2001, Jesus, he'd be out of office by now. Somebody would have shot him, or they would have impeached him, or something. Is it some sort of incredible understanding of the human psyche that Karl Rove has, human psychology, I should say, that Karl Rove has, that he can put on stage victims of George Bush's incompetency at a rally to whip up support for George Bush? It's astonishing. Astonishing. And then the silent prayer and the singing of Amazing Grace. Why are the people at the Republican... Oh, stupid question coming. Are you ready? Why are the people at the Republican convention not storming the stage and pulling Giuliani down by his tie and grabbing... McCain by his twisted arms and throwing him to the floor of the stadium and saying, you know, you people are responsible for this. Rob sent an email while this is going on. I'm completely disgusted, he writes, with this sociopath Bush and the rest of the Fourth Reich exploiting the tears of our city and the sympathy of decent people across America. There clearly are no depths to which they will not sink. We are in serious deep trouble if they are not excised like the malignant growth they have proven themselves to be. Rob, who obviously is writing from the city. Right before I got this from Rob, I was thinking to myself, how can they do this? How can the tragedy that was September 11th be exploited to this degree? Do these people have no decency whatsoever? Oh, my God, I sound like the guy, what was the guy's name, Welsh, who said to Senator McCarthy, do you, sir, have no decency whatsoever? That's not the exact quote, but during the McCarthy era. Do these Republicans have no decency whatsoever? And John McCain... Pete in Lakeland emailed in quickly, when will people realize John McCain is a sucker? When will John McCain realize he's a sucker? The Bush boys take him out, not only trash him personally in the 2000 South Carolina primary, they attack his family. Remember the calls in South Carolina, Mr. McCain? Pete writes, after all the people behind Bush called up all those Christians just to let them know you had a black love child. They also called to let people know how unstable you were. Then there was your war record. They trashed your service to your country. And Pete writes, I personally remember Rush working that angle day after day about how John McCain wasn't worth the powder to blow him to hell. I happen to think that McCain is no war hero, but the man did suffer. The man did fight. The man was put in a prison. The man was tortured, and the Bush crime family exploits it. So now, Pete writes, McCain thinks by giving Bush cover... As the Bush thugs attack Kerry, these are the same people who lied about McCain in South Carolina, that the Republicans are going to award McCain with the 2008 nomination? Pete writes, P.S., Mr. McCain, I feel for your wife and the daughter you adopted from Bangladesh. The Bush boys will once again be ruthlessly attacking you and your family, and nobody in the Republican Party will give a damn. I know what you mean, Pete. It's astonishing. I've never seen anything like this. This really, you know, I talk about, oh, I'm afraid for my country. Oh, God. But when I watch these people, these delegates in Madison Square Garden, and I watch the reaction to what they're hearing as the camera pans across their faces, yeah, I'm really, really deeply concerned.
And they all came out of the woodwork on the day the Nazi died. So if you meet with these historians, I'll tell you what to say. Tell them that the Nazis never really went away. They're out there burning houses down and peddling racist lies. And we'll never rest again.
until every Nazi dies.
Urgent news for people who have taken the acne drug Accutane. Accutane was promoted as a safe way to treat severe acne. 100% of Accutane users will experience adverse side effects. If you or your child has experienced liver, kidney, or pancreatic damage, inflammatory bowel disease, diabetes, birth defects, musculoskeletal injuries, psychiatric or cardiovascular problems, call the Accutane Litigation Group at 1-866-422-2843 to see if you may be entitled to compensation. 1-866-4-ACU-HELP. Now.
I think today, in particular, women have a tremendous amount that they're carrying around, men and women.
Wendy Light for the Doctor's Night Guard Dental Protector.
I own a flower shop. I have a lot on my plate. I grind my teeth very, very, very badly. I clench, I grind. The Doctor's Night Guard took care of that. You know, we have the weight of the world on our shoulders. We don't need the weight of the world in our mouths.
Relieve the nightly grind with the Doctor's Night Guard in the oral care section.
Most people know me for my voice, or my songs, or my hair. But most people don't know that 4 years ago I was diagnosed with cancer, and it wasn't the type of cancer you'd normally associate with a rock star lifestyle. It wasn't lung cancer, it wasn't liver cancer, it wasn't skin cancer. It was thyroid cancer, a cancer that today is the fastest growing fatal cancer in men, and the fastest growing cancer overall among women, a cancer that can strike anyone at any time. And as a singer, a cancer that is especially scary. It can seriously affect the vocal cords. But luckily, early detection saved my voice and my life. Ask your doctor to check your neck for thyroid cancer, whether you sing in Madison Square Garden or just in the shower. If you want to learn more about thyroid cancer, visit the Light of Life Foundation at checkyourneck.com. This is Rod Stewart. Thank you.
This message was brought to you by Genzyme Corporation, proud supporter of the Light of Life Foundation.
Charles Schwab, founder and chairman of the Charles Schwab Corporation.
One of the key ingredients for our success at Schwab is making sure we always have great service in combination with low prices.
With trades as low as $9.95, Schwab's new Trades for Less has lowered the cost of online equity trades.
That's why you come to a firm like Schwab, to get a better opportunity to diversify, a better opportunity to get the best possible deal when it comes to investing. That's what everyone is looking for, and that's what Schwab provides.
Schwab offers online equity trades as low as $9.95, plus advice, industry-leading equity research, and unparalleled service. Call 1-800-7-SCHWAB or stop by your local branch today.
$9.95 rate requires enrollment in Schwab Trader CT or at least $1 million in household assets. Other trading discounts subject to eligibility requirements. Some benefits, including advice and certain equity research, available for a fee only through one or more Schwab Personal Choice or other fee-based services. New trading commissions effective 6/21/04. Charles Schwab & Co. Inc., member SIPC and NYSE.
Honey, come on. Time to get up.
What?
People will be here soon.
All right. I'm going to take a shower. Who are you?
Hi, we're here for the open house. The sign says for sale by owner. That is you, right? Nice sink.
Thank you.
Not working with a Century 21 agent? Only Century 21 agents offer the Century 21 Service Pledge. Just one of the ways to help reduce the stress of selling real estate. Century21.com. Real estate for your world.
The Century 21 Pledge is offered by participating offices. Each office is independently owned and operated.
All right. Everybody knows that safety belts save lives. Blah, blah, blah. We've been hearing that for years. I'm just letting you know that your safety belt can save you a whole lot of hassle, too. Because from coast to coast, cops are cracking down. They've got this enforcement effort. Click it or ticket. Pretty simple. You buckle up or you get a ticket. Consider this a friendly warning, because guess what? Cops won't be giving warnings. Remember, click it or ticket.
Twenty-one past the hour. Mark Perkle. I'm sure you're, if you go to bartcop.com, I'm sure you're familiar with Mark, and if you're on his mailing list, he writes pithy little pieces. He writes, it's interesting that the Republican convention is a celebration of all the failures of the Bush administration, starting with 9/11, a tragedy that happened because Bush was on vacation and ignored all the warnings of the impending attacks. They praised Bush's response to 9/11 when his response was to sit there and read about a story about a goat rather than scramble fighter jets to take out the terrorists. Then they celebrate the war in Afghanistan, which failed to capture bin Laden. Bin Laden's still free, and we're no longer seriously pursuing him. They call the surrender of our freedom and liberty the Patriot Act. Then they celebrate that war in Iraq, which had nothing to do with 9-1-1, and they found no weapons, and now we're stuck there, clueless as to what to do. They overthrew a dictator who was torturing and raping the people, replaced him with Americans who torture and rape the people. They will go on to celebrate the Bush economy, which went from the biggest surplus in the history of the world to the biggest deficit in the history of the world. The problem with the Republicans, they think failure is success, and that success is failure. Mark Perkle. I don't know. On the one hand, I hope America is watching this stuff tonight, and I hope America still has the ability to put together rational, sequential thought about what is being displayed here at this Republican convention, a celebration of failure couched in terms that try to hide the failure. And yet the failure is there, one after another. It's like the speakers are trying to insinuate that the attack on this country, 9-1-1, was totally unavoidable. That George Bush and his regime did nothing more nor less than to respond in the appropriate American strength way, when in fact they allowed it to happen. You can take it up a notch and say they caused it. Let's not go there. They allowed it to happen. I get weird when I see this kind of Stepford delegate sitting on its haunches in Madison Square Garden with their faces uplifted, and I was watching a bit on MSNBC as the camera panned through the audience, when once again we get to listen to Amazing Grace. But why Amazing Grace? Why not somebody write a song called Get the Bastards Out of Town, something like that, you know? Raise the American flag and remove the traitors from the White House. That'd be a good song. What is it? We're supposed to sit there and wallow in our sadness. Amazing Grace. On the one hand, they don't listen to the words. On the other hand, you have these warmongers talking about, well, who's next on the invasion list? We got Iraq. Of course, Iraq had nothing to do with anything, but we got them. Have I mentioned yet tonight how much I hate these people? Hate. The word hate doesn't get it anymore. It just, that used to be a kind of an interesting word to use. Boy, I hate them. It doesn't get it. Doesn't get it. Daniela is, let's take some calls here. Daniela is calling from Chicago. Daniela, welcome to the program.
Hi.
Hi.
You know, I just had a comment that when I was watching, I only saw a small bit of that Republican convention, but my jaw just dropped with all that militarism. I couldn't believe that that was what was actually on. And it reminded me so much of the kind of propaganda that they had in Nazi Germany. I didn't even know that Giuliani mentioned Nazi Germany. But isn't that exactly what they did at that time?
Yeah.
Like glorify militarism?
It true, and that's why it reminds me of Leni Riefenstahl, who without argument, even though she was Hitler's filmmaker, without argument was the greatest propaganda filmmaker in the history of film. And it reminded me of her classic Triumph of the Will, which was about this huge, well, it was about the Nuremberg rallies, I believe. But here they are, in instance after instance. The Republican Party under George Bush and the Flying Monkey Right take page after page from the Nazi handbook. And I don't understand why we Americans don't see that more clearly.
You know what? I agree with you. This is the first time when I actually got scared, when I really felt like, you know what, the Democrats need to start taking these people more seriously. And, I mean, I don't know how they're going to respond to all this stuff, but It's just frightening. It's really frightening.
I know. You wonder what you're looking at when you watch this and listen to it. Like, this is America? This is America? An administration comes to power, arguably, illegally, and you don't have to make a very strong argument that the Bush crime family is illegally in power, and then allow the greatest tragedy to hit this country since Pearl Harbor, and then are able to turn it 180 degrees and make it appear as though the man who allowed it to happen is the man who is preventing it from happening. I can't even put a sentence together about this. It's so through the looking glass. It's so Alice in Wonderland.
And it's such shameless propaganda.
That's the part that's so ugly, to exploit 3,000 corpses, to exploit the people who died on that day the way these Republicans are doing it. It's an outrage. Daniela, thanks for checking in.
Thank you.
Appreciate your call. You know, I'm trying not to get all morose and freaky tonight. You know, you don't tune to this program for that. But I don't know. It's bizarre. You know, we have a short program tonight, so get online here, and we'll take your call. As a matter of fact, we'll do that as soon as we come back. Stay with us. I'm Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
Little did I realize we'd get the trifecta.
The revolution is about to start. The revolution starts now. The all-new studio album by singer-songwriter Steve Earle is available now.
Yeah, the revolution starts now.
The New York Times says Steve Earle is one of rock and roll's most beloved rebels, a roguish singer and songwriter who loves Emma Goldman and hates John Ashcroft. The New York Daily News says Steve Earle makes politics as personal as love. You can order this CD and listen to some tracks from The Revolution Starts Now at Air America's website, www.airamericaradio.com. Don't miss the revolution. Order Steve Earle's new CD from Artemis Records today at www.airamericaradio.com. The Revolution Starts Now is also available at Barnes & Noble music locations.
The revolution starts now.
Urgent news for people who have taken the acne drug Accutane. Accutane was promoted as a safe way to treat severe acne. 100% of Accutane users will experience adverse side effects. If you or your child has experienced liver, kidney, or pancreatic damage, inflammatory bowel disease, diabetes, birth defects, musculoskeletal injuries, psychiatric or cardiovascular problems, call the Accutane Litigation Group at 1-866-422-2843 to see if you may be entitled to compensation. 1-866-4-ACU-HELP. Now.
Attention smokers, find out how to get two free cartons of your preferred brand of cigarettes. That's right, the makers of Smoke Free and 3 are so confident you will finally quit smoking that they'll buy your next two cartons for you if you don't quit. Never again will you have smoke-filled clothes, bad breath, or jeopardize the health of your loved ones. Just listen to these ex-smokers.
I've been smoking a carton of cigarettes per week as long as I can remember. The very first day I started the Smoke Free and 3 system, I quit.
This is Shelly, and my cravings have decreased. I'm calmer, less irritable, and I've been smoke-free for a month now.
This system really surprised me on how effectively and quickly it worked.
Smoke Free and 3 is strong against cravings mentally and physically, so you can stop for good. No stress, no jitters, no anxiety, and no more money wasted on cigarettes.
Call now for your trial of Smoke Free and 3 at 1-800-304-1766. Stop smoking in just days, guaranteed. 800-304-1766. If you don't stop, we'll send you $100 to buy your next two cartons. Call 1-800-304-1766. That's 1-800-304-1766.
Hey, today's the day. Don't miss another moment to talk to your doctor about Cialis. Because Cialis is here. Find out today if a free sample of prescription Cialis Tadalafil is right for you.
You can learn more about Cialis by visiting www.cialis.com or by calling 1-877-4-CIALIS. Cialis is here. Are you ready?
Hi, I'm David Orrick. If you love your lungs, then purify the air in your home with the same technology used in our U.S. submarine fleet, the same advanced technology that's in my Orrick tabletop air purifier. I call my air machine a lung saver. You'll call it a miracle. Call 1-800-989-4200, 1-800-989-4200, and breathe easier with the best air purifier you can buy.
Hi, this is Al Franken, host of The Al Franken Show, here on Air America Radio in good old hot, empty New York with a bunch of white-shoed Republicans and foam rubber elephant hats, broadcasting every single God-blessed day from Madison Square Garden. Oh, but that's not all. Oh, no, I'll be covering the convention from the floor every night for the Majority Report with Janine Garofalo and Sam Cedar on The Al Franken Show.
Makes you want to get up and dance, doesn't it? 27 before the hour, a couple more emails here, and then back to your phone calls. This is from Ron in Buena Park, California. Mike, how low can Bush and his band of bastards sink? I have never been so offended as I was to see the sister of the pilot and the wife of the fireman exploited the way they were tonight. Then when I thought it couldn't get any worse, the wife of the fireman says she's proud to serve up her son on a silver platter to go get killed in Iraq. What in the hell kind of a mother, Ron writes, after losing her husband, wouldn't fight tooth and nail to save her son? Is being brain dead a requirement to be a Republican? It sure seems that way. I'd go into John McCain, but I don't think you could read what I have to say about that SOB on the air. Not one of those three ever asked the question why we're in Iraq. And not looking for bin Laden, who was responsible. Could it be because of the Bush-Bin Laden family ties? Who is our worst enemy? No need to look any further than the Oval Office. Ron in Buena Park, California. And Donald in Augusta, Georgia, and then back to your calls. Mike, this is the answer to all of the questions you just posed. It's because the American people are, by and large, uninformed. And like 99% of all Republicans, we are lazy and stupid. I've said it a million times. Karl Rove and the Republicans figured it out. And Democrats are still scratching their ass trying to figure out what the tag number is of the truck that just ran over us. All you have to do is promise the people money, and all their values and morals go out the window. Rove understands that people are not interested in the truth and doing what is right. They just care about themselves. I don't know what Kerry is doing, Donald writes. But he better get off his ass and start fighting. When the Democrats finally come to the realization that they are fighting a corporate right-wing media and a stupid, lazy, uninformed public, they will continue to lose to these simpletons in the White House. Oh, unless the Democrats figure that out. Seems easy enough to beat this idiot, but wait. You need a lazy, uninformed public to actually try to educate themselves and also expect them to put an intelligent, reflective man in the White House. No, they would rather settle for Animal House. Have I told you lately, Donald writes, how much I really, 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 really hate these people? Yeah, it's very discouraging. I don't know what I thought I would see at the Republican convention. I thought I would see some addressing of Republican values as I remember them from 40 years ago, 50 years ago. But no, this neo-Nazi, this crypto-Nazi rhetoric, this exploitation of people who have had their hearts and souls ripped from them because of Bush's criminal incompetence. But John McCain on that podium tonight, John McCain, who was raped by the Bush crime family 4 years ago in South Carolina, figuratively speaking, who watched or listened as his wife and his adopted daughter were raped, figuratively speaking, by the Bush operatives. And there he is on the podium praising the man who disrespected his wife and his daughter. John McCain, you're a cowardly sneak. Who can do that? Who can listen to their wife and their child being trashed by political operatives and 4 years later get up on a stage and praise the bastards? What kind of a man does that? I've said it before and I'll say it again. John McCain is a coward of the worst sort. He was able to drop bombs on other women and children, so when it comes time for the Bush crime family to assault his wife and his child, he sucks it up and says, "May I have more, sir?" What a disgusting human being. Albert is calling from Augusta, Georgia. Albert, welcome to the program. Hey, Albert. Albert, talk to me quick.
Well, I do apologize. How you doing, sir?
I'm doing fine. Talk to me. Yeah. Talk to me.
I'm so sorry. Listen, how was the Republican convention to you?
It was, I can't say on the radio because we have families listening.
Listen, check this out. I saw Giuliani's speech.
Yeah.
Everybody I spoke today, I watched on C-SPAN online. Everybody was about, well, family values, this, that, and the other. But this man who spoke in front of these guys moved out the mayor's mansion and moved in with his mistress. But I guess everybody forgot about that.
Now, are you talking about Giuliani? Yeah, family value. Right.
You know, he moved out with his mistress. And also, think about it like this. He didn't mind police officers sodomizing black citizens in Harlem.
Yeah, that's true.
So here's the thing that I have a problem with, and that's why I left the party. Well, you're also a reason why I did besides that. But here's the thing. They put on this whole dog and pony show. I saw the guy, Haley Barbour, the governor of Mississippi, talking on CNN the other day, how we're the conservative party. Everybody that they have speaking except for George W. Bush could be a card-carrying member of the Democratic Party or the Green Party.
Mm-hmm.
And I watched this, and I said, this is really disgusting. My sister, her friend, lost her parents in a plane that slammed to the Pentagon. And I said this 3 years ago when I found out they were going to have their convention in New York City. I said it would be about as exploitive as a hooker on Saturday night with a whole bunch of cameras in a hotel room.
Mm-hmm.
I knew it was going to come. And I'm so happy that New York is coming out in droves, whether they're gay, whether they're straight, whether they're Republican for Kerry or whether they be whoever for whoever. I'm so happy about that because this is very ridiculous. To be able to support a man who basically had forehand knowledge. Not only did he have forehand knowledge, but guess what? Speaking here from the South, of course, we're both in the South here, no one wants to hear this. Nobody wants to believe this, Mr. Malloy. And I'm going to tell you something. I watched the ABC News poll today. They have Bush by 14, 15 points in each poll they've taken. I don't know what poll they're looking at. I suggest they're supposed to stop drinking vodka before they decide to put the numbers up. I see Kerry in a landslide. I see him taking at least what Bush took in the Electoral College last time, plus two states. And one more thing before I let you go. You and I both live in the South.
Right.
See, both those guys are in the battleground states. Every day in, day out. If I were Kerry, when Bush is in Texas at his hideaway, or should I say the compound, whatever the case may be, what I would have done, I would have hit four southern states in a swing because Bush hasn't been there. Kerry hasn't been there. It's still fertile ground. Alabama's still lacking jobs. West Virginia's still lacking jobs. Georgia, all these are red states with Republican governors, and guess what? Their economy, their budget's all in the red. They can't get proper tax cuts. And these guys are still going to vote.
Well, yeah, but the Republicans keep telling folks like that they'll keep the queers in line. Eventually they're going to stop all the baby killing, and they're going to keep the unions out of Alabama and West Virginia and Mississippi and Georgia, because once the unions come, there won't be any jobs. We are fools in this country, Albert. I got to move on. Thank you, sir.
You have a good one.
All right, sir. Appreciate you checking in. to see Republicans, like Albert said, to see Republicans up there, and Schwarzenegger's going to be there, but to see Republicans like Giuliani, an adulterer, Schwarzenegger's going to be up there. What would you call Schwarzenegger, Kathy? Oh, my God. A group groper. I mean, what family value has Schwarzenegger not violated, right? Pataki, Bloomberg, all of these Republicans, so-called, who are, they're all baby killers. Every single one of them have contributed to the deaths of millions of unborn children. They have slaughtered babies. They've cut their heads off and ripped their little arms out of the sockets. Isn't this, Kathy's across the mirror, the window here looking at me saying, what are you saying? Isn't this the way the Republicans put it? Isn't this what Republicans say? When you have somebody like Kerry, a Catholic, who's for a choice, but you have Pataki, who's a Catholic for choice. You have Schwarzenegger, who's a Catholic for choice. You have Giuliani, who's a Catholic for choice. Oh, well, that's different. But look at the people walking across the stage and addressing these Stepford delegates in New York. Adulterers, baby killers, queer lovers, and the delegates sit there.
Yeah, applaud. Yeah, God, we love you. Play Amazing Grace again. I just want to sit here and cry. Bring out that woman whose fireman husband was killed. Bring out that that guy whose wife was killed. Bring them all. I love death. My president loves death. I love death. Death is so wonderful, as long as it's somebody else. Bring out that woman who's going to send her son over to kill and die in Iraq. I love death. George Bush, I love death and George and death and death and death. I love death. How many we killed in Iraq now? 30,000? Ah, by God, that'll show those sons of bitches over there that they can't come and bomb our buildings, won't it, huh? I love death. I love death. This is sick. This is sick. This is sick. It's not my America. Mark Perkle writing again. Boy, he's busy tonight. There seems to be two Republican parties, the Republican Party that's in power and the pretty face they're trotting out at the convention. They're bringing out Republicans like McCain and Schwarzenegger and Giuliani who have no power and hiding the people who are really in charge. The real Republicans are hidden away. We don't see Ashcroft talking about civil liberties. Where's Falwell and Robertson and Alan Keyes and the Reverend Sun Myung Moon and Pat Buchanan? Where are the people behind the Republican energy policy like Kenneth Lay or Prince Bandar? Where's Rumsfeld and Wolfowitz to talk about why it's good to torture prisoners? Where's Tom DeLay and Newt Gingrich? These are the people who wrote the Republican platform and shaped Republican policy. Where are they?
Well, Mark, you need to calm down. Where are they? Probably in the nearest hotel doing phone sex or something. You know, that's what Republicans do. We'll be right back.
No. They keep on lying all the time. Yours, W, and Charity. Couldn't win without a slimy trick. Washington, they had to run. States' rights weren't that much fun. Don't you hate that crap? They just keep lying all the time. They just keep lying all the time. Just keep lying all the time.
You work hard and you put in extra hours at the office, but you're not getting ahead in your career. Well, here's an idea. Maybe the best place to put in extra hours isn't at work. Instead, try earning your college degree via the internet at University of Phoenix Online. A college degree continues to provide greater opportunity, responsibility, and reward. And by working just 15 to 20 hours a week at University of Phoenix Online, you can earn your degree in just 2 to 3 years. At University of Phoenix Online, we offer bachelor's bachelor's and master's degree programs in business, management, accounting, marketing, IT, healthcare, criminal justice, education, nursing, and more. The fact is, it's better to spend a few years working on your college degree than to spend a lifetime working without it. Before you know it, you'll have the expertise and credentials you need to excel in your field. Call University of Phoenix online today at 1-800-624-1890. That's 1-800-624-1890.
The presidential election is just around the corner. The right has their propaganda. Make sure you have yours. Northern Sun can help. For over 25 years, we've been supplying the American left with t-shirts, bumper stickers, buttons, and a whole lot more. Do you think we need a president selected fairly? Tell your fellow Americans with a bumper sticker. Redefeat Bush in 2004. Do you think we need a smarter president? Say it with a t-shirt. Somewhere in Texas, there's a village missing an idiot. Do you think we need an honest president? Tell him with a bike sticker. Bush lied, thousands died. With hundreds of bumper stickers, buttons, and American-made t-shirts, Northern Sun can help you wear your thoughts on your sleeve, car, or bicycle. Visit northernsun.com or call 800-258-8579 for a catalog. And if your group has a unique message, we can custom print it on shirts, buttons, or bumper stickers. Remember, regime change begins at home, so let's vote Bush out. Call 800-258-8579 or visit northernsun.com. Thank you, and God bless the whole world. No exceptions.
Guess what that sound is? Let me help you out. It's a jail cell door getting slammed shut after you've been booked for DUI. Don't think you'll get caught? Think again. Officers are cracking down from coast to coast this month. So listen up. If you drive impaired, you will pay. The choice is yours. Designate a sober driver or... you drink and drive, you lose. This message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation.
As a pharmacist, I get lots of questions this time of year. It's the season for scrapes, itchy bug bites, and rashes. That's why I recommend Maximum Strength Gold Bond Cream and First Aid Spray for fast, soothing relief. Gold Bond Cream has two maximum strength medicines that are proven to relieve pain and itch really fast. And Gold Bond First Aid Spray, in an easy-to-use pump, helps stop pain and itch. Plus, it helps kill germs that can lead to infection. This summer, get Gold Bond and get fast, soothing relief you can trust.
Charles Schwab, founder and chairman of the Charles Schwab Corporation.
One of the key ingredients for our success at Schwab is making sure we always have great service in combination with low prices.
With trades as low as $9.95, Schwab's new Trades for Less has lowered the cost of online equity trades.
That's why you come to a firm like Schwab, to get a better opportunity to diversify, a better opportunity to get the best possible deal when it comes to investing. That's what everyone is looking for, and that's what Schwab provides.
Schwab offers online equity trades as low as $9.95, plus advice, industry-leading equity research, and unparalleled service. Call 1-800-7-SCHWAB or stop by your local branch today.
$9.95 rate requires enrollment in Schwab Trader CT or at least $1 million in household assets. Other trading discounts subject to eligibility requirements. Some benefits, including advice and certain equity research, available for a fee only through one or more Schwab Personal Choice or other fee-based services. New trading commissions effective 6/21/04. Charles Schwab & Co. Inc., member SIPC and NYSE.
Based on everything I've seen, I do not believe anyone could have prevented the horror of September the 11th.
So when did Schwarzenegger address the convention? The rapist. We've had the adulterer. We're going to have the rapist. Is Newt Gingrich wouldn't show up, you know, the serial adulterer. At least Giuliani, as far as we know, just, God, these people No, it's not what they do in their private lives. Like, I couldn't care less. Could you? But it's the posturing. It's the hypocrisy. And I wonder, somebody sent me an email. What about, is her name Cindy? Cindy McCain? Is that John McCain's wife? I think it is Cindy. Is she going to attend? Was she there tonight listening to her husband praise people who referred to her as a junkie and a drug addict Is she there listening to McCain praise people like the Republican leadership, like Rush Limbaugh, the pig man, who got on the air 4 years ago and trashed McCain and trashed his wife and trashed his child? Is Cindy McCain going to sit there and get all weepy and applaud when her poor crippled up husband is praising the people who will cut his throat in a second? I don't know. Paul is calling from New York City. Paul, welcome to the program.
Thank you, Mike. Thank God for Air America.
Yeah, really.
You know, I mean, I've been listening to Air America since probably about the first week that it came out, and I'm really glad you joined the lineup. I was at the protest.
Uh-huh.
On Sunday. And first of all, what the mainstream media is saying as far as, like, you know, maybe 150,000 people, a couple hundred thousand people, that's total BS.
Well, I read something where a NYC cop said this is like 500,000.
It is.
Yeah.
It really was. Because
An
hour before it was over, the protest organizers were estimating it over 400,000.
Yeah, yeah.
You got to imagine, you know, 20 city blocks full of people for 6 hours straight.
Uh-huh.
You know.
Uh-huh. They can try to minimize it as much as they want to. This whorish media in this country, all of them now. I mean, I've lost faith in my former employer. You know, CNN is right in the toilet along with Fox. MSNBC is just an abomination. And the networks, oh, forget about it. I can't stand seeing Peter Jennings and Dan Rather down on their knees doing for this administration what Monica did for Bill. It's just unbelievable.
Well, it's absurd and it's obscene. And it's also obscene to see just the working man out there bamboozled.
I know.
Into voting against his own interests. I went down to the garden. I was just in walking distance. I got back about a half hour, 45 minutes ago. And this is the first time I went down to Penn Station since, you know, the goose steppers started rolling in town.
Right.
And I went walking through there underneath Penn Station, and I had my anti-Bush T-shirt on. And I'm getting some looks, you know, here and there, but nobody really had said anything to me. And by the way, there were probably five cops to every civilian.
Yeah, that's what I've heard.
I mean, it was like your worst futuristic sci-fi nightmare come true.
Well, that's one of the reasons for saying, you know, Orange Alert, that freed up a lot of money for from Homeland Security so they could hire all these rent-a-cops that Bloomberg hired. That's where the money came from.
Oh, yeah, and they've got them lining up on 8th and 7th Avenue to keep two lanes of traffic open 24 hours a day so that they can get the buses down there to round up all the protesters.
Right, right.
You know,
yeah.
And I was walking back home, and, you know, the only guy that actually said something to me was, as I was passing, and a New York City cop said, you know, vote Bush. And I just turned to him, just, you know, chill.
Right.
You know, and he said, yeah, okay.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, if people are still, at this point, considering voting for Bush, with all the information that's out there, they're either, you know, willfully ignorant, crooked, or just plain stupid.
Yeah.
I mean, that's my opinion. I'm sorry.
Well, you know, I've read a couple of things. I read something, United for Peace and Justice, you know, the sponsors of the march, and issued a statement that said that the cops were cool and that there was an awful lot of restraint. But I'll tell you what, I credit the citizens of New York. I don't care if they were cops or demonstrators. You people have really proven that you can pull off something like this and not have it turn into what happened in Chicago in 68 with a lot fewer people. There might have been 30 or 40,000 people in Chicago in 68 and the resulting police riot that occurred there. But in every report that I've gotten, with a few exceptions, where some of the police, and apparently they were not New York cops, they might have been from someplace else, bust in, that the cops were cool and the demonstrators were cool. Now, I always, you know, I will credit the demonstrators first before I'll credit the cops. But I guess the police, maybe there's something good to be said about them, and I'm sure there is. But I have to say, the citizens of New York who turned out in 90-degree weather in the middle of August when nobody, so they say, nobody's in New York in August. Well, apparently there was. But 500,000 strong. And so much of it was so creative. I've seen pictures all over the internet, hundreds of pictures now. Thank God for digital cameras. Oh my God! But the photographs from this demonstration, the creativity put out there by the Bush protesters is it almost makes me feel like I shouldn't leave the country. I should stay here. But I've got to hand it to you folks who live in New York City. You pulled it off, and bless you for it.
Thanks a lot. Keep up the good work.
All right, sir. Take care, Paul.
You too.
Yeah, that was impressive to me. All right, we have a break coming up here pretty quick. And if you're on hold, stick around. We're not getting into big deal topics tonight. I've got one soundbite I want to play for you, the one where Bush says that the war can't be won. Can you imagine if John Kerry came out and said in an interview with Matt Lauer, well, I don't think the war can be won? Can you imagine how the media in this country would not let go of that? Bush says it. And have you heard anything about it? No, of course not. All right, stick around. Your phone calls when we come back, and a couple more emails, and like that. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America Radio.
Love? That special someone could be waiting just for you at Match.com. Match.com's exclusive total attraction matching system helps you connect on all the things that really matter, from personal values to personal style, then delivers profiles and photos of your most compatible matches. Hundreds of thousands found their love at Match.com. Take the Match.com personality test free and get the love meant just for you.
You damn kids! Now I've got your damn Air America Frisbee?
That's right. Now you can get Air America Radio t-shirts, frisbees, hats, stickers, and more. All at AirAmericaRadio.com.
An Air America teddy bear, travel mug, baseball jersey, messenger bag. I'm not even a liberal, but I could carry my hate literature around in that.
So log on to AirAmericaRadio.com and wear the air.
You're listening to 1190 WLIB New York, the flagship station of Air America Radio.
Air America Radio News. I'm Bill Crowley. More protests. One day after the massive street protests in New York City, smaller groups of protesters today turned to health care, civil rights, and economics, areas where they say President George W. Bush and the Republicans inside Madison Square Garden have failed the country. Several thousand people from groups advocating better housing, AIDS funding, homeless services, and a medley of other causes gathered at Union Square in Manhattan and quickly filled up two blocks before beginning their march. In contrast with Sunday's huge demonstration, the mood a little lighter, the crowd perhaps a little more diverse. Another group, the Poor People's Economic Human Rights Campaign, massed a crowd of several thousand outside United Nations headquarters and negotiated with police to march to Madison Square Garden. Police proposed a route to a permitted protest area, and the demonstration leaders eventually accepted. Scattered protesters earlier took aim at Republican visitors. The demonstration Sunday, which filled the streets of Manhattan around Madison Square Garden for more than 6 hours, being called the largest convention-related protest in American history. The New York City Police Department said it had originally estimated Sunday's crowd at 120,000. Organizers said it was more than 500,000. And the New York Times reports that a source in the police department agrees with that 500,000 figure. Ralph Nader's bid to be listed as an independent candidate on Pennsylvania presidential ballot rejected today by a judicial panel, eliminating a political wild card that Democrats had feared might give President Bush an advantage in a major battleground state. The three-judge panel said he had forfeited his right to run as an independent by accepting the nomination of the National Reform Party. Pennsylvania law prohibits a person affiliated with a political party from running as an independent, and the Commonwealth demonstration today said that Nader's argument the ban applied only to Pennsylvania residents was dismissed. The ruling strikes a fresh blow against Nader's campaign for president, which has been swamped with challenges all around the country. It was cheered by supporters of John Kerry, who's seen as having the most to lose if Nader is on the ballot in a lot of states. A campaign spokesman for Nader said an appeal is likely. The National Reform Party endorsed Nader back in May, potentially giving him ballot access in at least seven states. Separately, officials in Missouri said today Nader will not be on the presidential ballot there either. And two high-ranking Defense Department officials have been briefed by FBI agents investigating a Pentagon analyst suspected of passing U.S. secrets about Iran to the Israelis. The recent briefings of Defense Secretary, Deputy Defense Secretary Paul Wolfowitz and Douglas Feith, Undersecretary for Policy, can indicate the year-long FBI probe is nearing a conclusion. No arrests, though, have been made, and no charges announced against the Defense Department official. You're listening to Air America Radio News. I'm Bill Crowley.
Are you making too many trips to the bathroom, have urgency, or reduced sex drive? Super Prostate Formula is clinically proven in a double-blind study to give you relief. We're so confident that Super Prostate Formula works that you can try it free. That's right, free. So call now for your free 30-day trial of Super Prostate Formula and reclaim control. Just pay shipping and handling. Call now, 800-414-2152. 800-414-2152. 800-414-2152.
I'm worried that there are things that are going to burn me.
I had butterflies. I was anxious.
Open house. That's somebody else's job.
I had to constantly be meeting people.
My mom was always on the phone.
I figured I could sell it on my own to save a little bit of money.
She was just wacko.
I don't even know enough to know that I don't know.
If you're thinking about selling your home, you need some help. Ask your agent if they're a realtor, a member of the National Association of Realtors.
For sale by owner, but not by this owner.
A message from your local state and national realtor associations.
Hi, I'm David Orrick. If you love your lungs, then purify the air in your home with the same technology used in our U.S. submarine fleet, the same advanced technology that's in my Orrick tabletop air purifier. I call my air machine a lung saver. You'll call it a miracle. Call 1-800-989-4200, 1-800-989-4200, and breathe easier with the best air purifier you can buy.
Honey, come on. Time to get up.
What?
People will be here soon.
All right. I'm going to take a shower. Who are you?
Hi. We're here for the open house. The sign says for sale by owner. That is you, right? Nice sink.
Thank you.
Not working with a Century 21 agent? Only Century 21 agents offer the Century 21 Service Pledge. Just one of the ways to help reduce the stress of selling real estate. Century21.com. Real estate for your world.
The Century 21 Pledge is offered by participating offices. Each office is independently owned and operated.
All right. Everybody knows that safety belts save lives. Blah, blah, blah. We've been hearing that for years. I'm just letting you know that your safety belt can save you a whole lot of hassle, too. Because from coast to coast, cops are cracking down. They've got this enforcement effort, click it or ticket. Pretty simple. You buckle up or you get a ticket. Consider this a friendly warning, because guess what? Cops won't be giving warnings. Remember, click it or ticket.
The Majority Report.
Somebody posted on the blog last night. He said, I can't stand hearing Janine and Sam bicker. I don't think I'm going to listen to the show again. It makes for a lousy show.
We had four other people who said
that. I don't have a problem with the contents of the show. I just, the open went from like Tasha's music to like country to like Bruce Springsteen. I was like, the opening just had more mood swings than, and I'm on lithium, so I would know.
The Majority Report on Air America Radio.
Welcome back. 6 past the hour. Again, I want to mention this week, tomorrow for sure, and Wednesday and Thursday, we'll be running a different schedule during the Republican Circle Jerk in New York. The first hour of my program may be preempted for live campaign coverage, and I might join Janine and Sam on their show. Another program note, I will be off this Friday and the following Monday, Labor Day, for some never-ending oral surgery. But keep it stay with Air America for your campaign coverage. It'll keep you sane, or as close to sane as possible. Anne emailed in. Cindy McCain apparently was there tonight, and Anne said Cindy McCain was out of her mind excited at her husband's speech. She was sitting next to Bush Sr., and he hugged her at the end when she was so thrilled. That's it. By their standards, the speech was a big success. That's so sad. That's so sad. It's one thing to be victimized. It's something else, again, to participate in your own victimization and to celebrate it. I'll die before I allow that to happen. I will. I will. I'll go down fighting, you know, but I will die before I would do that. Scott suggests here that when's Bush going to be there? Thursday night, Kathy? Thursday? That he's going to be introduced by a dead body from 911. Yeah, that makes sense, doesn't it? Dig up a corpse. Stick the corpse on stage.
I may be dead, but George W. Bush needs to be elected again.
Jesus. From Jesse in Brooklyn, I was at the march yesterday with Democratic Underground contingent. I've marched with Democratic Underground. Kathy and I have in D.C. Great group of people. I was at the march yesterday with the Democratic Underground contingent, and I want to march all over again after what just happened at this disgraceful sideshow of a flying monkey convention. Giuliani had the audacity to use the people leaping from the burning towers as a platform to spew his hateful crap against Kerry, and the crowd of pigs is eating it up. As a lifelong New Yorker who lost a neighbor in the Twin Towers, I am beyond outrage. I'm sitting here shaking and crying. I can barely type. If there was any doubt about the depths of contempt this party has for my city, it has been completely eradicated. I read an article earlier which quoted a Republican Party leader from Iowa saying he is coming from God's own country, and that these fascist pigs can teach New York what America is all about. I don't recall reading anything in the Bible about Jesus pissing in the wounds of an already traumatized city in order to spread his good news. Dennis Hastert, the Speaker of the House, mocked our congressional representatives for daring to ask for the money we were promised to protect ourselves, and now they use our dead friends, neighbors, and loved ones in a ghoulish parade to honor their Führer. These soulless monsters are kicking us, beating us when we're down. I feel victimized all over again. Jesse in Brooklyn. Jesse, that's painful, man. Wow, that is painful. I don't feel like I share DNA with these people, you know. I really don't. One more from Jeff in Grand Ledge, Michigan. He's obviously watching on television. Mike, Giuliani has been talking for over 30 minutes, and he's still talking. I have the volume off. I can't handle listening anymore. I'm not sleeping anymore if I have to be on watch. Fox News had a quick picture of the Twin Towers while he was babbling. I'm losing my mind. Someone tell me this is all a bad dream. I may not have fancy words to use, but I'm not stupid, and I know what I'm seeing. The RNC is nothing more than a private club, and they act like they are in and we are out. Mike, I have no clue how you can deal with all this insanity, but I'm glad you can. I guess my hope is with people like yourself and other talk show hosts out there. I'm alone without you and those that speak the truth. You all are my family. I mean that. It's too important to me or I will go insane. Jeff in Grand Ledge. Well, I understand what you mean about that. People that participate in this program, I like family to us. I'm not going to get all maudlin on you here, but I live in Georgia, for Christ's sake. You know, I live down here in the land of Zell Miller and the Klan and Bob Barr and Newt Gingrich, and I don't care how Bob Barr writes little op-ed pieces about the infringement of civil liberties. He's a thug and a punk and a liar and another adulterer, you know, another Republican piece of human waste. But that's where I live, so, you know, I whatever connection we establish through this program is very important to me and Kathy. It is. So, you know, when you all send an email that says, thank God you're there, you know, my response is, thank God you're there. Jerry is calling from Long Island. Jerry, welcome to the program. Hey, Jerry.
Hello?
All right, Jerry in New Jersey. We'll go with Jerry in New Jersey. How you doing, Jerry?
Hi, Mike. How you doing, Mike?
I'm doing fine.
Mike, I couldn't watch the Giuliani speech tonight because I was getting nauseous. And if the issues weren't so serious, I'd say he was funnier tonight than he was on Saturday Night Live. It was ridiculous. Anyway, I know it's politically incorrect to talk about and criticize Giuliani after 9/11, but from day one, when I saw him walking in the streets of New York on 9/11, I knew he's the biggest exploiter of 9/11 there is, and tonight is just the culmination of all that. I couldn't watch the speech. I had to watch the last 3 minutes, and I had to. From 11:17 p.m. to 11:20 p.m., I decided to count how many times he mentioned 9/11 or terrorism. That's not even counting the times he mentioned Iraq, freedom, and Pentagon and stuff like that. Just 9/11 and terrorism. Mm-hmm. In 3 minutes, from 11:17 to 11:20, he said it 14 times. I'm going to get a tape of the speech and count how many times he said it for, you know, to exploit it.
Wow.
It's amazing. In 3 minutes, 14 times, just 9/11 and terrorism.
Did he mention the fact that it happened on Bush's watch and that Bush is ultimately responsible? He didn't bring up that part, huh? Yeah,
he's
okay.
Not going to say that.
Yeah.
It's disgusting. I mean, I'm not going to watch. I can't watch this stuff because it breaks my heart to hear these people exploiting the victims of 9/11.
Yeah.
What is 9/11 right now? What does it have to do with Bush and Kerry? I'm looking at the future. You know, what does Bush have to offer? All right, it happened. It's sad. We have to move on. But why do we have to keep harping on this?
Well, they're trying to say that this manly man, George Bush, this guy who walks around with a parachute harness, pulling his testicles front and center so all the Republican ladies can swoon, that he, George Bush, the manly man, will protect America from any more attacks when it's this cowardly little bastard that allowed it to happen to begin with. I hate these people. You know, I really do. Sometimes I think, you know, Malloy, you got to go back, go back into telemarketing or go get your job back at the 7-Eleven and forget this talk radio crap because it just, man, it drives me to the wall. You know what I'm saying? Huh?
It's depressing. I can't live with 3 or 4 more years of George Bush. To be honest, if he gets reelected, I don't think he'll make it to 4 more years. I mean, people are so
He's not going to be reelected. We just have to get through.
I know that he's not going to. There's no way he's going to be reelected.
And
throw out all the polls they want on Fox and whatever, and all the other stations, MSNBC, whatever. I don't care about the polls. What do they poll? Who do they poll? 165 people.
I know. You know? Yeah, I got to leave it there, Jerry. Thanks, man.
Right, thank you, Mike.
All right, appreciate you checking in. Did I say he's not going to be reelected? You know, I can't say that he was never elected, but you know what I mean. Okay, Jerry on Long Island now is checking in. Hey, Jerry.
Yeah, hi, Mike. Thank you very much. Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah, I'd like to talk about Giuliani. By the way, I'll be honest with you. I did not watch him because I was afraid I'd get too angry, too pissed off. But
I know.
I'm quite familiar with Giuliani living in the New York media market. And there's certain things about Giuliani that I don't think most people know. They know about the adultery and that sort of thing. There's certain other things to know about Giuliani, but first of all, Giuliani, when he was mayor, if you think what's being done to the First Amendment in New York City with Michael Bloomberg as mayor and him refusing to give permits to people to rally in Central Park,
mm-hmm.
Giuliani was legendary inside the state of New York. I don't know how many people outside the state of New York know this, but virtually every time somebody wanted to exercise the right to protest, they had to go to court to force Giuliani to the Giuliani administration to give them a permit to exercise their First Amendment right to protest, and this is legendary.
But you know what, Jerry? No offense, but yeah. he was elected. You know, I mean,
that brings me to the next point.
Okay, let me put you on hold, and we'll pick up the point when we come back.
Sure.
All right,
okay,
I got to do this break. We'll come back on the other side. Oh, by the way, we're at, 866-303-2270, but you all know that. Stay with us. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America Radio.
Get out the boat and you'll probably see them. You might have a chance to make it.
Hi, Orkin Man here with a pest control secret. You know, people aren't the only ones who flock to the water this time of year. Millions of ants do, too. So it's common to find them near dishwashers and kitchen sinks. If you spot a few strolling along your kitchen counter with beach umbrellas and little teeny tiny flip-flops, you're not the only one. To end this pool party, call me at Orkin. We've been helping to protect homes for over 100 years. Well, this is the Orkin Man saying, if it bugs you, bug me at 1-800-ORKIN-MAN.
Sudden ups and downs, breathtaking twists and turns. No, it's not a roller coaster, it's the stock market. But Barron's, America's premier financial weekly, can help you make money whichever way the market moves. Now you can get 13 weeks of Barron's plus the valuable guide to building wealth and 4 weeks of Barron's online, all for only $39. This offer is available to new subscribers in the continental U.S. Call now 800-858-5800. That's 800-858-5800 for Barron's.
With kids going back to school, it's a good time to make sure your children's health records are up to date. Have they had all their immunizations? Do school records reflect all your child's allergies? A free child health booklet from the Agency for Healthcare Research and Quality, or ARC, can help you keep track of your children's health. Dr. Carolyn Clancy is the director of ARC.
Being up to date on immunizations is one important way for parents to keep their children healthy. But parents and families should make sure their children get other types of preventive care, like regular dental checkups and periodic hearing and vision tests. The handy and portable charts in ARC's Child Health Guide can help parents discuss these and other important health issues with their child's doctor.
For a free copy of the Child Health Guide, call the ARC Publications Clearinghouse at 1-800-358-9295. That's 1-800-358-9295. I'm Bob Tebow for the Consumer Radio Network.
That sound is? Let me help you out. It's a jail cell door getting slammed shut after you've been booked for DUI. Don't think you'll get caught? Think again. Officers are cracking down from coast to coast this month. So listen up. If you drive impaired, you will pay. The choice is yours. Designate a sober driver or... You drink and drive, you lose. This message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation.
As a pharmacist, I get lots of questions this time of year. It's the season for scrapes, itchy bug bites, and rashes. That's why I recommend Maximum Strength Gold Bond Cream and First Aid Spray for fast, soothing relief. Gold Bond Cream has two maximum strength medicines that are proven to relieve pain and itch really fast. And Gold Bond First Aid Spray, in an easy-to-use pump, helps stop pain and itch. Plus, it helps kill germs that can lead to infection. This summer, get Gold Bond and get fast, soothing relief you can trust.
Are you losing your hair? Is that bald spot getting bigger? Is your hair looking thinner? Why aren't you using Avacor, the hair growth treatment that has helped thousands of people just like you regrow their hair?
I am 39 years old. I've been slowly balding over the last 10 years. Thanks to Avacor, my hair is coming back and I couldn't be more excited.
The best product that I've tried.
Avacor is the product of the 21st century.
If you're losing your hair and haven't tried Avacor yet, how about a free month supply? We're giving away a free month of Avacor with all of today's orders. Avacor is proven to successfully stop hair loss and regrow hair.
Call 800-662-8168 for your risk-free trial of Avacor. Call now, 800-662-8168. That's 800-662-8168. And remember, all of today's orders will receive an additional month's supply of Avacor absolutely free. Call 800-662-8168.
21 past the hour. We're talking with Jerry in Long Island. Jerry, thanks for holding on.
Yeah, no problem, Mike. Yeah, we took you just mentioned that Giuliani was elected, mm-hmm. and I said I'm glad you brought up that point, because what he tried to do is, see, in the city of New York, they the voters of the city of New York decided they wanted term limits, and they voted on it. So he was not only elected, he was reelected, but he was due to leave office at midnight on January of 2000, well, after midnight, January 2001 it would be. He wanted to extend his term of office 2 or 3 months, and he was using the tragedy of 9/11 as an excuse for mm-hmm. extending his term in office. And there was a whole front-page article on it in the New York Times on September 27th. Now, he tried to do this no less than 16 days after 9/11. Already he was trying to exploit this tragedy. Mm-hmm. And there was even letters to the editor the next day on September 28, 2001 in the New York Times. And it was one by a professor in upstate New York. And what he wrote simply in two sentences, he says, in unfree societies, government officials routinely use emergencies as pretexts for expanding their power at the expense of the liberties of the people. That Mayor Rudolph W. Giuliani is openly contemplating how he can use the sadness and trauma that have swept the city and state for his own political gain is cause for grave concern. It's by Andrew J. Seligson to the New York Times, and he's an assistant professor of political science at mm-hmm. Hartwick College.
Well, this is exactly what the Bush administration does, you know, to exploit fear and tragedy in order to stay in power. It's really sickening. Jerry, let me move on.
Can I just mention one last thing about how he stated a racist hotel chain? And I have a February 21st, 2000 New York Observer article that says that Giuliani slept here even though feds say it's a racist hotel chain and was being sued by the Justice Department mm-hmm. under Clinton, and he stayed there.
Well, so many Republicans, especially national Republicans, are hypocrites. Jerry, thanks a lot, man. I appreciate you checking in. I want you to hear this. If you were up this morning and saw on the Today Show with Matt Lauer, Bush being interviewed, I guess the interview happened on Saturday. Now, imagine, if you will, John Kerry saying what Bush said. Rove's attack dogs would be all over him. The media would, Candy Crowley would be climbing up John Kerry's ass, wouldn't she? As weird as that, if you try to imagine that, that's kind of weird to picture that. But Judy Woodruff and Wolf Blitzer, the former U-boat commander, and Candy Crowley, and the thugs at Fox, and most of the people over at MSNBC, with the notable exception of what's his name? Who's the guy I like every night? Keith Olbermann. But they would be all over Kerry. They would be butchering Kerry if he had said this. Here's the setup. Matt Lauer says, you said to me a second ago, one of the things you'll lay out in your vision for the next 4 years is how to go about winning the war on terror. That phrase strikes me a little bit. Do you really think we can win this war on terror in the next 4 years?
I don't think you can win it, but I think you can create conditions so that the those who use terror as a tool are less acceptable in parts of the world. Let's put it that way.
What the hell does that mean? I don't think you can win it? Really? See, it's right at this point where if this were strictly an internet show, you know, I could really say what that kind of comment evokes. But I can't do it because, I work for a respectable company and there are rules. But there he is. There's Bush. I don't think you can win it. Well, then what? Calm down. Then what's the point of Bush's campaign? We are being told by this parade of shills and hypocrites at the Republican convention that only George Bush, with Christ at his right hand and God at his left, can save us, can lead us to victory. Yea, though I walk through the garden. Not the garden, the valley of death. rod and thy staff. You know, the 23rd. And only Bush can do this. And here's Bush. I don't think you can win it. Hey, Matt, I don't think you can win. Can you imagine if John Kerry came out and said, well, look, guys, you can't win a war on terror. Well, no kidding. And then what was the other thing he said that... Oh, about Iraq. He said, had we to do it over again, we would look at the consequences of catastrophic success. What? Being so successful so fast that an enemy that should have surrendered or been done in escaped and lived to fight another day. No, you moron! They didn't escape! Bremer fired them! Bush doesn't know what the hell's going on in Iraq, but when the American proconsul over there, Bremer, oh, smiley boy, when he took power in Iraq, he fired the Iraqi army. Bush thinks that they surrendered and hid, and I don't know what he thinks. But my senior correspondent sent me this article. He sent a little note that says, if this doesn't prove that this mental case loves, no, craves the taste of human blood, I don't know whatever will. A catastrophic success? Is that what this monstrous little twerp refers to? The slaughter of 30,000 Iraqis and 1,000 Americans? A catastrophic success? Oh, my God. We can win a million.
So by now you know that XM Satellite Radio has over 120 channels of 100% commercial-free music, plus news, sports, and talk this year. But do you know about the Delphi XM Rode 2, the smallest and lightest satellite radio ever? It even has a stock ticker that you can customize with up to 20 of your favorite stocks, and a built-in wireless audio adapter so you can easily listen to it through any car or home stereo. All for less than $130. XM Satellite Radio. Required $9.99 monthly subscription and hardware sold separately. Activation fee applies.
When allergies come with sinus pain, my Claritin just doesn't have it.
My Benadryl doesn't have it either.
Even my prescription allergy medicines don't have it.
Only Advil Allergy Sinus has it. It's the first and only allergy medicine with the pain-relieving power of Advil. So you get allergy relief plus advanced medicine for sinus pain. That's two-way relief.
Now I know what all the others are missing. Advil for my sinus pain.
Advil Allergy Sinus. Don't just stop allergies. Stop allergies that hurt.
Wouldn't it be great if some things were more convenient, like income tax preparation?
Please come up to the second window for your refund.
Unfortunately, not everything can be convenient, but Radio Shack is. With over 7,000 stores, there's probably one in your neighborhood where you'll find the helpful service you want, plus the latest electronics, accessories, wireless phones, and gift ideas. So even though we'd all like a little more convenience...
Yeah, I'm here to take your driver's license photo.
It's nice to know Radio Shack really offers it. Radio Shack, you've got questions, we've got answers.
I think today, in particular, women have a tremendous amount that they're carrying around, men and women.
Wendy Light for the Doctor's Night Guard Dental Protector.
I own a flower shop. I have a lot on my plate. I grind my teeth very, very, very badly. I clench, I grind. The Doctor's Night Guard took care of that. You know, we have the weight of the world on our shoulders. We don't need the weight of the world in our mouths.
Relieve the nightly grind with the Doctor's Night Guard in the oral care section.
Whether you're looking for the best flashlights, radios, and antennas, we've got them at Sea Crane Company. Hi, this is Bob. And that's just a sample of some of the great items you'll find in the Sea Crane catalog. We're constantly searching for new, impressive products, and only the best things we find make it into our catalog. Like the best kitchen knives you can get for the money, and the finest set of pruners we've ever seen. The list goes on and on. And oh yeah, we've got the best solar lights. LED lamps and shortwave radios, rain gauges, telescopes, barometers, pillow speakers.
Bob could go on and on. That's because the Sea Crane catalog is filled with so many incredibly fun and useful things. But take a look for yourself by calling for the free Sea Crane catalog at 800-522-8863. That's 800-522-8863. Or go to the web at ccradio.com. The Sea Crane Company. Discover something new today.
Hey, it's Liz Winstead. Join me and some very funny people at Town Hall on September 4th at 8 p.m. as Mother Jones Magazine presents The State of the Union, an evening of political humor. I'll be there with Janine Garofalo, Will Durst, Eugene Merman, Todd Berry, Ward Sutton, and other friends. So be at Town Hall September 4th at 8 for Mother Jones Magazine's The State of the Union, an evening of political humor. Tickets are available through Ticketmaster at Ticketmaster.com or call 212-840-2824 for ticket info. You'll laugh until you cry.
The Air America phones are ringing off the hook.
I'm going to give you a friendly critique. The use of phrases like the crazy Christian and things like that. What if you started on a regular basis, started talking about the crazy Jews? How long do you think you guys would last on the air?
866-303-AAR0. We're listening.
I want to know what happened to the generation of the 70s. You're this generation of peace and love. What happened to you? You turned into mean, evil, imperialist bastards. I'm not on air. I'm like...
A peace, free, and secure Iraq in the midst of the Middle East will have enormous historical impact.
Yeah, that's right, George. Oh, by the way, did you all see this? Who's this from? BongoNews.com. This is from Crawford, Texas. When was this, Kathy? Day before yesterday? Last week? George W. Bush committed 50 murders while riding to a fundraiser. He took the wheel of his campaign bus and deliberately ran the people over. But instead of being critical of the president, his supporters are praising him. One avid supporter said, "It takes balls to do what Bush did. I mean, others wouldn't have had the guts to murder anyone, or maybe they would just murder one person." John Kerry called Bush's act not good, but said it was better than murdering 51 people. Conservatives argue that Bush did the right thing. They believe that he went against the tide, making him a hero. And since Bush committed the murders, he has been leading in all the polls. Talk show host Bill O'Reilly said polls can be misleading, but it appears that Bush is leading them at this point. Bush said, "I murdered those people because I damn well felt like it. God bless America." And then the crowd cheered. Is this real? Huh? Is this real? BongoNews.com. Yeah, it is real. Of course it's real. Okay, some of you have heard this before, but let me just share this with you. It's hard to be a Republican in 2004. Harvey sent this to me. Somehow you have to believe that Jesus loves you and shares your hatred of homosexuals and Hillary Clinton. Standing tall for America means firing your workers and moving their jobs to India. A woman can't be trusted with decisions about her own body, but multinational corporations can make decisions affecting all of mankind and without regulation. Being a drug addict is a moral failure and a crime unless you're a conservative radio talk show host. Then it's an illness and you need our prayers for your recovery. This is what you have to do to be a Republican in 2004. The best way to improve military morale is to praise the troops in speeches while slashing veterans' benefits and combat pay. Group sex and drug use are degenerate sins unless you someday run for governor of California as a Republican. Uh-huh. A good way to fight terrorism is to belittle our longtime allies, then demand their cooperation and their money. HMOs and insurance companies have the interests of the public at heart. Providing health care to all Iraqis is sound policy. Providing health care to all Americans is socialism. Global warming and tobacco's link to cancer are junk science, but creationism should be taught in the schools. Yeah, this is things you have to believe if you're going to be Republican in 2004. It's okay that the Bush family has done and made millions of dollars in business with the Bin Laden family. Saddam was a good guy when Reagan armed him, a bad guy when Bush's daddy made war on him, a good guy when Cheney did business with him, and a bad guy when Bush needed a we-can't-find-bin-Laden diversion. A president lying about an extramarital affair is an impeachable offense. A president lying to enlist support for a war in which thousands die is solid defense policy. What Bill Clinton did in the 60s is of vital national interest, but what Bush did in the 80s is irrelevant. And affirmative action is wrong. But it's okay for your daddy and his friends to get you into Yale, the Texas Air National Guard, Harvard Business School, part ownership of Harkin Oil, part ownership of the Texas Rangers, the governorship of Texas, and then have the Supreme Court appoint you president of the United States. Yeah. Yeah. Dave is calling from Regina, our bureau chief in Regina, not Saskatchewan. Where in the hell is it?
Regina, Saskatchewan.
Oh, I did have it right. Oh my God, I got a location in Canada right. All right, I get a gold star.
Cool.
Welcome to the program, Dave.
Thank you. 'Twas grace that taught my heart to fear. I think that's why they chose it.
I think that's it.
Interesting bit of counter-programming tonight on one of the Canadian stations,
uh-huh.
History Channel,
yeah.
Had Platoon. Have there been any Vietnam movies on air since Kerry's nomination, like Born on the 4th of July or
not that I'm,
Now or that?
Not that I'm aware of.
Yeah, and another thing about Necrophilia Night at the RNC.
Yeah, oh, God.
They closed with Sinatra singing New York, New York.
Really?
Sinatra, who just happened to be the Manchurian candidate.
That's true. Well, yeah, well, he. Well, actually, it was. He was the good guy. He has the part that what's his name has this time around. The Manchurian candidate in the original movie was. Oh my God, a young, good-looking guy, real chiseled figures. But Sinatra played the part of the army officer who figured it out. But close enough.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. The name's coming to me. The Manchurian starts with an L. Damn. Well, somebody send it to me real quick. Okay. All right. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No problem. One thing about the protest today, I didn't see it mentioned, but in one place, protesters that got arrested the most,
yeah,
critical mass.
Oh, the bikers.
Which are cyclists, yeah.
Right, uh-huh.
Gee, and, you know, we just happen to have Americans just happen to have all their troops in the number two oil reserve country of the world.
Yeah, right. There's no connection there. What are you talking about, Dave? I think that the critical mass people got busted on so hard because New York City cops really hate them, and so do commuters because of their Friday night a bicycle event. So they probably were looking for a good excuse to go after the critical mass people, and that's why so many of them got arrested. That's my take anyway. Lawrence Harvey is the name I'm looking for. Oh, my God, here come the emails. Lawrence Harvey was the Manchurian candidate the last in the first movie. All right?
I just didn't pull up IMDb.com quick enough yet.
Yeah, right, exactly.
Interesting bit of viewing on Nightline.
Yeah.
Tonight's sponsor?
Yeah.
Disneyland. Gee, Never Never Land. Does that somehow seem coincidental with the Republican Party?
Well, not when you stop and think that Disney owns ABC.
Yeah.
You know, so it's...
It just made an interesting coincidence.
It did. There's a kind of comfortable synchronicity there. Whoops. Hello. Wait. Cut it. All right. Phil, are you... Or no. Who was that? Oh, he's still... Okay. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Still there?
Yes. We're still here.
Yeah. Perhaps Bush needs to be introduced by a dead person because Kenny... Boy, Lay didn't make bail.
There you go. Well, as long as they're exploiting 911 victims. Why not get, or families of the victims, why not get a corpse? Yeah. You know, just exhume a corpse, one that is still fairly intact. Maybe one of those people who were covered with ashes, look like something from Pompeii, from ancient Pompeii, and wheel the corpse in on a hand truck, and sit it up there at the microphone, and then have a pre-recorded, you know, corpse voice say, you know, I want to thank George W. Bush for the condition my condition is in.
Hey, I wanted to suggest if you or one of the other Air America host could do it, is get Jeremy Glick, the guy Bill O'Reilly told to shut up from Not in Our Name.
I'll bet you somebody in our New York crew will do it. Here in Atlanta, and the fact that we're on late at night, very seldom do we do guests. But, Dave, thanks. Let me move on. I appreciate your phone call, sir.
One last thing.
Quick.
Just want to shout out to the programmers getting Steve Earle on Sunday nights.
Yeah, that's good.
I look forward to hearing that.
That's a
real happy to see that.
Yeah, that's a good thing. That's a good thing. Yeah, I'm going to be tuning into that too. Thanks, Dave.
Take care.
All right, sir, you too. Nick is calling from Michigan. Nick, welcome to the program.
Good evening, Mike. How are you doing?
Hey, doing fine.
I guess I'm going to have to get in the Wayback Machine and kind of go back to the beginning of your program.
Sure, sure.
But you made some comparisons to Nazis with the Republican Party, and it just kind of tweaked my interest. I wanted to call in and talk with you about that again.
Yeah.
A few comparisons that I think a lot of people aren't quite, well, they don't really think about this very much, but some things the Nazis did with their propaganda was, for instance, they had the stabbed in the back theory, that Nazi Germany was stabbed in the back. And GW likes to rely on a similar tactic called they hate our freedoms theory.
Yeah.
Both parties saw big profit in the glorification of violence. They both had a highly militarized nation. GW and Hitler both were built up as being chosen by God. Mm-hmm. Here's one you may or may not know about. The way GW uses September 11th is almost pound for pound, the exact same way the Nazis used the blood flag, which is the flag Hitler bled on when they led the beer hall putsch.
Oh, really? I didn't know. I didn't know that one. I thought the comparison of 9-1-1 was more to the Reichstag fire that was historians now believe was set by the Nazis to begin with.
Oh, the Patriot Act.
Yeah.
Patriot Act and the Reichstag Act, they're almost, I mean, even the language is almost the same. It's spooky how similar those two are. Mm-hmm. Both parties promoted militarism and demoted education. Hitler hated and attacked the Jews, whereas Bush hates and attacks the Muslims and the abortionists, and they both seem to have somewhat of a problem with homosexuals.
Yeah.
The likenesses between these parties, it's spooky, and I don't know what it's going to take for America to wake up and notice this. Something I noticed about Bush supporters. First of all, think about this. These people are loyal no matter what Bush does. I'm serious. He's got the most loyal fan base ever. He and Rumsfeld and that entire criminal regime could probably get on stage and tell these people, we hate you all. We're going to steal all of your money. We're going to outsource all of your jobs and kill all of your children. And all these people would all stand up at the same time and go, yay!
Well, that was the point of that little parody piece I did about Bush drove over 50 people in a campaign bus in Texas, and everybody said that was a good thing. And even Kerry said, well, at least it wasn't 51.
Yeah, very true. Very, very true. But, you know, a look at these two regimes. You'll see that Germany fell. And you and I have had this discussion kind of sort of before, that Germany fell because of the same thing. And America's going down the exact same path. And it's almost like you have people like you and people like Janine Garofalo and me and the people I do slam poetry with that we say these things. And it's just like it goes right over people's heads. They don't see it.
I got you. But we're not. I swear to God, we are not going to go down, Nick. We're gonna fight these bastards and we're going to win. Nick, I got to leave there. Thanks.
If I'm going down, I'm going down fighting.
There you go. Thanks for checking in, pal. Quick break. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Attention smokers, find out how to get two free cartons of your preferred brand of cigarettes. That's right, the makers of Smoke Free and 3 are so confident you will finally quit smoking that they'll buy your next two cartons for you if you don't quit. Never again will you have smoke-filled clothes, bad breath, or jeopardize the health of your loved ones. Just listen to these ex-smokers.
I've been smoking a carton of cigarettes per week as long as I can remember. The very first day I started the Smoke Free and 3 system, I quit.
This is Shelly, and my cravings have decreased. I'm calmer, less irritable, and I've been smoke-free for a month now.
This system really surprised me on how effectively and quickly it worked.
Smoke Free and 3 is strong against cravings mentally and physically, so you can stop for good. No stress, no jitters, no anxiety, and no more money wasted on cigarettes.
Call now for your trial of Smoke Free and 3 at 1-800-304-1766. Stop smoking in just days, guaranteed. 800-304-1766. If you don't stop, we'll send you $100 to buy your next two cartons. Call 1-800-304-1766. That's 1-800-304-1766.
Every day, Americans play a game. The stakes are very high.
Now stepping to the plate, the Smith family going for a home loan. The loan officer's checking their credit report. This one's going to be close.
Wouldn't you like to know what's in your credit report before you apply for credit? Now you can. Log on to freecreditreport.com and find out how to get your credit report instantly and online for free.
It's a home run.
Log on to freecreditreport.com and win the biggest game of your life. Freecreditreport.com.
To the discriminating driver, a luxurious driving experience isn't an option as much as a requirement. That's why Goodyear developed the new Assurance, featuring Comfort Tread technology. Not only does this tire offer a distinct upscale appearance, it delivers a smooth, quiet, comfortable ride. Assurance, featuring Comfort Tread technology. It's the ultimate accessory for your luxury vehicle. For complete details and the retailer nearest you, call 1-800-GOODYEAR.
Charles Schwab, founder and chairman of the Charles Schwab Corporation.
One of the key ingredients for our success at Schwab is making sure we always have great service in combination with low prices.
With trades as low as $9.95, Schwab's new Trades for Less has lowered the cost of online equity trades.
That's why you come to a firm like Schwab, to get a better opportunity to diversify, a better opportunity to get the best possible deal when it comes to investing. That's what everyone is looking for, and that's what Schwab provides.
Schwab offers online equity trades as low as $9.95, plus advice, industry-leading equity research, and unparalleled service. Call 1-800-7-SCHWAB or stop by your local branch today.
$9.95 rate requires enrollment in Schwab Trader CT or at least $1 million in household assets. Other trading discounts subject to eligibility requirements. Some benefits, including advice and certain equity research, available for a fee only through one or more Schwab Personal Choice or other fee-based services. New trading commissions effective 6/21/04. Charles Schwab & Co., Inc., member SIPC and NYSE.
For free confidential small business advice, call SCORE at 800-634-0245 or log on to SCORE.org. Every year, thousands of people get help from SCORE when starting or growing their companies, and you can be one of them.
My SCORE counselor taught me how to create a business plan and make sound financial projections so that I could get a small business loan. I don't think I could have approached my bank so confidently without SCORE's help.
SCORE mentors can help with business planning, cash flow management, and market analysis.
My SCORE mentor walked me through the steps of identifying a market, researching the competition, pricing my product, and so much more.
Call SCORE at 800-634-0245 to meet with experts who have been in your shoes.
All I really needed was a sounding board for my ideas, someone I could trust. My SCORE counselor talked me through my business questions and gave me the courage I needed to expand.
If you're a small business owner or thinking about starting a company, call SCORE today, 800-634-0245, or visit SCORE.org for free confidential advice. SCORE is a nonprofit association and a resource partner with the U.S. Small Business Administration.
Are we supposed to credit the producers for that? All right. Before we run out of time, program engineered tonight in New York City by in-house rock star Jason Isaac and the ever-fabulous Linda Blake screened your calls. Here in Atlanta, Catherine Bay rides herd over everything and everybody. Thank you, Catherine. Ben Birch at WhiteRoseSociety.org archives program. And Chris in Minnesota is our senior correspondent. Thanks to Mark Marshall at MaximumInteractive.com. Check out AirAmericaRadio.com, okay? Would you do that? Thank you. Don't forget, tomorrow night we'll be coming on an hour later. I might join Janine and Sam, maybe. I guess that's the plan, sort of. We can hook it all up. We'll have people in the studio, people here, and people at the convention. All right, we'll try it. Robert is calling from Butler, Pennsylvania. Robert, welcome to the program.
Mike.
Robert.
Can you hear me all right?
I hear you loud and clear.
Okay. Well, I guess I got to be a little quick here. You're getting ready to leave.
You got that right.
Okay. Well, I've heard a lot of people saying they don't understand how these people can do that. That's good, because they're insane, and if you can understand what they're doing, you might be insane yourself.
That's true. That's true.
McCain was hurt by Bush, but he didn't feel it. And that's kind of the part of the definition of being a sociopath, or...
you don't feel pain?
Right. Sometimes even physical, you don't feel it.
Mm-hmm.
It's also called antisocial personality disorder, as listed in the Diagnostic and Statistical Manual.
You can call it the DMS-4.
DSM-4,
right.
Revised version out now.
Right, right.
But DMS. Anyway, they can do bad things and have things done bad to them,
right,
and it doesn't affect them. They don't feel good or bad. And they're very good about fitting in.
It does disturb me, though, to see John and Cindy McCain at this convention, and one of our listeners to this program, anyway, sent me an email. Apparently the camera was on Cindy McCain, and she was just sitting there with Bush Sr., all happy and giggly and warm inside, and sitting next to a man who would cut her throat and her baby's throat in a second, and a man whose son tried to cut her husband's throat. I can't understand that.
But if they're sociopaths, then that's exactly the way.
Well, I guess so, but do you write it off as sociopath, or is there something even weirder going on?
To try to understand that you're not understanding is good.
Yeah.
Because you're not a sociopath.
Yeah, I got you. I got you.
And see, they believe that the end justifies the means. They're willing to do anything to get their way.
Yeah.
Anything.
Yeah, it's
scary. And I think we have to be careful that we don't get too far down their path, because they're good at it.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm very much afraid that... if we try to play their mean game, we might lose bigger than, you know.
Well, I hear you. Yeah, my wife is a philosopher. Was it Nietzsche who said, when you peer into the abyss, the abyss peers into you?
Yeah.
Was it Nietzsche? Yeah, okay. Hey, listen, I got to leave it there. Thank you, Robert.
All righty.
All right, man. I appreciate you checking in.
Bye-bye.
All right, take care. Phil is calling from Indiana. Phil, I know you've been holding on forever. We don't have very much time left, though.
Yeah, you're right. A couple of things that you remarked. I'm a government teacher, and it was, Welch, who said, have you no decency, sir? I think that's the quote.
Yeah, that's right. This guy Welch, who was a member of Congress? Or no, what was he?
No, he was a lawyer.
He was a lawyer, that's right.
He was a lawyer,
right.
And I'm old enough to actually have seen that on TV. So the thing I really want to talk to you about was something that hasn't been discussed, and that is that it seems to me that for the first time today, this kind of happened on me, that the state Republican parties who have put up especially the gay type initiatives in the states, it may be a really very sophisticated kind of get out the vote.
I think that's kind of a given. I know it's true here in Georgia. and in so many states where they have these stupid-ass little constitutional amendments to vote on for the state constitutions. You know, gay people will never get married because we ain't queers, that kind of thing. That's designed strictly to bring out the good Christians who are filled with hate and loathing for their fellow man and fellow woman because their fellow man and fellow woman happens to be of a different sexual orientation from what the good Christian sees as, you know, well, he made Adam and Eve, not Adam and Steve, you know, that crap. So, yeah, the anti-gay initiatives on the ballots, that's strictly a Karl Rove Republican Party ploy to activate the base, the people who might be a little bit pissed off at George Bush because he's ruining the country, but this gets them out to the polls by making it a referendum on queer hating rather than on George Bush. You know, it's sick and it's disgusting, and I think I've already mentioned tonight how much I hate these people, but you're right. That's what they're doing. That's exactly what they're doing, Phil.
It is difficult now as a teacher to teach what is America all about now.
I don't know how you do it, pal.
I thank you very much.
All right, thanks. Thanks, Phil. Thanks for checking in. I appreciate your call. I don't reckon we have enough time to take another call right now. I don't think so. Again, tomorrow night, we'll come on at 11 Eastern time, an hour later than we normally do. I'll be joining Janine and Sam. I think that's the plan, as we take a look at, you know, the convention. And then when this program starts, we'll kind of limit the topics and open it up for your phone calls. Because I know on so many of the programs on Air America during the day, it's a little bit difficult to get calls in. They have such great guests on all the programs. I know on Randy's show, you can get calls in. But on the other programs, they have such great guests that they kind of focus on that. And our program, we kind of focus on the phone calls. So tomorrow night, your phone calls, all right? Y'all take care. Again, thanks to the crew in New York, and thanks to Kathy. Keep it tuned to Air America Radio for all your campaign coverage. It'll help keep you sane. I'll see you tomorrow night. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America Radio.
Former Hershey syrup users are telling us why they switched to Rich Chocolate Ovaltine.
I was looking for something more nutritious for the kids because they drink a lot of chocolate milk. I never really thought about Ovaltine until we went to my mother-in-law's house. Now, that's all we drink. I even got my mom to try Ovaltine. She was a die-hard Hershey syrup person, and so she had to drink Rich Chocolate Ovaltine. She loved the Ovaltine taste. Now she drinks it, too.
Ovaltine. Try it for the nutrition. Keep buying it for the taste.
More Ovaltine, please!
Head driving to Valero. Gotta fill her up fast. I fill my tank to the brim with performance gas. Head driving to Valero.
Vroom, vroom, vroom.
Make a turn for the better.
Vroom, vroom, vroom.
Head driving to Valero.
For all the vroom you need.
Get more vroom for your buck. Valero. Value, variety, vroom.
Air America Radio News, I'm Jeff Weiser. Arizona Senator John McCain says the war on terror is a fight between right and wrong and good and evil. In his speech on the opening night of the Republican National Convention, McCain said the war on terror is a big thing.
Should our enemies acquire for their arsenal the chemical, biological, and nuclear weapons they seek, this war will become a much bigger thing.
McCain said we have come to the test of our generation, to our rendezvous with destiny. McCain said we are engaged in a hard struggle against a cruel and determined adversary. He said only the most deluded of us could doubt the necessity of this war. America's armed forces were saluted on the opening night of the convention. Congresswoman Heather Wilson of New Mexico led the salute, saying, "We are a nation of courage called upon at the moment in history to lead other nations and to carry burdens no other country can carry." She said America needs President Bush.
"In this great struggle, we need a commander-in-chief who is a beacon, not a weather vane. We have one in George W. Bush."
And in her speech, she honored the memory of a soldier from her state named Jason Cunningham, who lost his life while trying to rescue a Navy SEAL who had been knocked out of a helicopter that was hit by a rocket-propelled grenade in March of 2002. This took place in Afghanistan. Cunningham's own chopper was shot down in a firefight, and he was